We actually just started recording.
Of course.
And yes, the plural is octopussies. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It feels like it's been an age of men since we last played, but...
Yay!
Hooray!
Which I say in the Lord of the Rings sense, not in the patriarchal... I made myself sad. All right.
I mean, it's always been the age of men. We're still waiting on the age of women.
So last time on Dungeons and Dragons, we started off with a flashback to Rotvane, one of his last fights as a slave before he joined up with Priya. Before moving to the present, where Tali had his first day at Glam. We very seamlessly and weirdly transitioned into a flashback so quickly none of us realized it was happening, of his first day there, where he met everybody, and the meeting quickly devolved into a little bit of a dog pile, fun having fight in the yard. Priya's tomatoes were ruined in the event. You guys competed off camera against a giant brontosaurus, and after defeating it, it turned back into an elven druid named Erden. Akra asked him how she could become a druid, and he told him to come visit. He told him to come visit him in the woods. Meanwhile, your roadies, Mora and Rorik, helped you finish cleaning up your stuff. And then Priya suspiciously invited you all out to dinner at Wild Wander, a fancy restaurant owned by a gnome. There at the restaurant, Priya introduced everyone to Gurdus, an upper-class dwarf from Melange. Gurdus represents a fighting organization and wants the group to take a tour of each of the free cities with a huge fight in Melange. You guys quickly agreed to it, and Priya told you that she believes it's going to be a fantastic adventure. Alright. So that was last time. This time. Bronzeport. 20 years ago. Two dragonborn are sitting at a long table discussing the latest events in the industrial city. One of them, a distinguished older gentleman, says, "Oh yes, I think the price of cogs this year should go up by 20% or so, which should pad our pockets quite nicely." "Yes, dear, I think you're right. What should we buy another estate? Maybe one at the bar or something?" "Oh no, that city is filthy." As they continue discussing, there's a slight rap at the door, and a older dwarven woman, I says, "I hate to interrupt you, Mr. and Mrs., but Akra's here, and she's been working on something all day, and would like to show you all her special trick." The father puts down his teacup, kind of, "All right, Akra, you may come in."
Oh, now I go?
Yeah.
So, I was in town the other day, and I saw somebody doing something really cool, and so I've been working on it for a couple of days, and I think I got it. Are you guys ready?
It's better not to be a waste of our time, but go ahead.
Okay. And so she starts doing kind of flips and acrobatics around the room, and then she does a handstand and... walks around the room and then talks to her parents while she's upside down. "Isn't it cool? Isn't this cool? Isn't this great?"
Akra, this tumbling around isn't dignified. I thought we discussed you perhaps taking up, you know, some sort of, needlepoint, or, perhaps you could learn more about economics.
Needlepoint. Fucking needlepoint?
A good use of your time, Akra. This japery is more fit for the help.
You don't understand, me.
Tilda, would you take her back to her chambers and give her some more milk or something? I think she's a little too excited for this time of day.
Nasty.
Cut to 20 years later, Akra standing on the side of a ship staring off into the vast ocean as the ship goes up and down over turbulent waters. You guys have been on a boat for about a day now, heading to Azuba from Rakkad. The quickest way there is by sea, so Priya has arranged to have your stagecoach and your roadies and all of you get a book passage on the ship. And pretty much immediately after you left, it's been turbulent waters.
Oh, so the waters aren't calm at all?
It's open. So this is just like there's no islands or anything. It's just straight ocean to the right.
Is the wind really fast? Is the boat moving very, very fast?
It's moving pretty quick, yeah.
Okay.
So it's clipping up and down through these waters. Where are all of you on
this
boat?
Do we have cabins or like general quarters?
You each have your own cabin. The ship has been booked privately just for you, by Gertis.
We extra fancy, y'all.
However, Gertis has actually left ahead of you guys in a faster magical conveyance.
Hmm.
To get your match, the details of your match schedule. So,
I'm pretty sure that I'm in the crow's nest. Sorry, everyone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't find out here what my swim speed is, Chris. It's the same as my...
It's just the same as your walk speed, yeah.
That's too bad.
your swim speed's 40 feet. That's really good.
Not fast enough to keep up with a boat.
Oh, no.
Probably not, no.
Throw a flotation device and rope and, like, we could be towed behind.
Are you saying you want to have her basically be water skiing behind, like, inner tubing?
Inner tubing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we'll say that they've thrown, like, a rope into the water, and, like, you're holding onto it just underwater, and then you come up every now and again.
I have a shell.
Yeah.
I just roll over on my shell.
Don't put it on your belly.
It's covered
in shell,
too.
We're just inner tubing. I love it. This is hilarious.
That's great. I love it. I'm really excited to be back in the water. Been on land for a long time.
Rotbane, how about you?
I've taken all of the furniture in my room
mm-hmm.
and put it in a corner and made like a fort. And I'm nesting underneath all of the stuff in a small little cramped space because... this is ridiculous. Everything smells like fish. I don't like water.
As I walk by Rotvane's room, I go, isn't this awesome?
Margaret, how about you?
I am mourning the lover I had to say goodbye to. So I...
But you were so close to.
I need some alone time to write some poetry and songs. Maybe start a novel about and, you know, keep a bucket nearby because the rough seas don't really agree with me.
Right.
Your poetry doesn't agree with the rest of us.
What about you, Tel? What do you...
I think I've made space in my cabin.
Mm-hmm.
To play fetch with dog, Ian,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't seem to enjoy the sea.
Aww.
But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm comfortable with him.
Mm.
I'm having a happy time.
Thanks. Priya comes up to you, Akra. Puts a hand on your shoulder. She says, penny for your thoughts?
You mean copper.
A copper for your thoughts?
Well, maybe if you offered me more than a copper...
She pulls up her mug of coffee. She says, oh, that's why I've always liked you, Akra. You've never been afraid to negotiate.
Yeah, just thinking about how, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, this is great. not sure why I'm not happy.
Too real.
Yeah, right. Oh, no!
She's supposed to be playing an outrageous fantasy game!
She pulls a flask out from her vest, pours it into her coffee, and finishes it in one gulp. She says, I can't possibly know what you mean by that.
just thinking about, you know, how hard we've all worked to get here and how the hard work has been this year to pay off.
Yes, I think this will be quite the delightful tour. She says, it'll be good. It's good to have the troop back at full strength and to actually get back out there and put on a show. She looks up and says, Panic, do you see anything up there? Well, keep looking. All right, well.
My balls are still in one piece.
Sorry, I didn't
ask. That's excellent news. All right. So, the next day, you guys are enjoying your morning breakfast, team breakfast, as the mandatory team breakfast that Priya makes you all go through every day.
Team building is necessary with this group.
Mm-hmm. What are we having?
there's eggs and bacon and fried tofu and for the vegetarians. And coffee and ale, wine, and bread, and lots of salted fish. So,
I love a good cup of juice in the morning.
she says, "Well, I expect Curtis to be reporting back any time this day about the conditions of the fight." She says, "Have you all thought about your strategy?
Do we know what we're fighting?"
Write better music.
Point Rotvane at it. And then I fist bump.
She says, no, we don't have any reports yet. She says, Gerda should hopefully have some intel on that. She says, the Ajuba Arena, she says, is a pretty normal-sized arena. She says it has a 30-foot... tall, has a net at the 30-foot level. She says,
So you can't fly any higher than 30 feet?
No. She says, town's full of Arakokra, so... you know, the bird people... You know, if it becomes an aerial spectacle hundreds of feet in the air, the people don't get a good show, so they try to keep it grounded to the level of the highest part of the stands. She says, have any of you been there before, to Ajuba?
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna...
Not unless you tell me I have.
No, it's up to you. If you guys are traveled or not. She says, well, anyway, it's a little smaller than Rakad, about half the size. It's got some beautiful cliffs. And it's full of bird people, so...
Full of what people?
Bird people, Arakokra.
The way you said that, it sounded like weird people. I was like, that's...
No, we'll be the weird people there, hopefully.
I was about to actually write, it's full of weird people. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's not...
That's
you meant
not
weird
what
people.
He said. Okay. I said. I heard bored people.
Well, hopefully.
She says, well, as soon as I get over this cold, you'll be able to understand my diction a little better.
I hear birds don't have souls. Do bird people?
I'm pretty sure everything has a soul, Rotvane.
Who told you birds don't have souls?
Priesty people.
Oh, you mean the ones who made you a slave?
Probably.
Well, maybe they're dumb.
I mean...
Just so saying. Don't eat the bird people.
Correct. I'm glad we cleared that.
Paying customers, we don't eat customers.
That actually, I would like to have that emblazoned on our business cards and on above our doors at night. That's great
they
advice.
Ask for it.
That's a different kind of eating.
Unless we get the right price.
Well, is it fair game after they paid us?
No, they still got to buy souvenirs and programs and you know, concessions.
You guys hear, so you're sitting in kind of the mess hall. You hear a loud kind of clunk on the ceiling.
We're still in the boat, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear bootsteps coming down the stairs. And in comes Gertis.
Okay.
Everybody.
What is she again?
A dwarf.
Okay.
She says, all right, we got the terms of the fight. Booked up. She says, for Ajuba. She says, we're going to get a third of the gate to distribute for your shares. Other thirds go into the other team, and then another third's going to the arena. It's pretty standard.
It's an even split. That's
pretty,
really fair.
Pretty even split there. Six on six. Obviously, I know nothing to the death. They will have clerics standing by, so nobody should die. She says, let me tell you a little bit about their team. She says, their lead is an Arakocra woman. She's skilled with a bow. She's going to try to fight you at a distance.
Can any of us fly?
I can.
Oh, yeah. Done.
Once every 24 hours.
You can fly. Does somebody have flying boots?
I have levitating boots.
Levitating boots, okay. Mm-hmm. Just verifying. I'm not a flyer.
You are a jumper, though, so.
Oh, that's right. I can't.
You have supernatural jumping abilities. They have a wizard who, is good at both magic and sword play, so double threat there. Watch out for him. They have a straight up knight from Taksum, Purple Knight.
Old friend of yours, maybe?
Maybe. My mind is clouded with heartbreak right now, and I can't think straight.
You might want to get over that before we get to the arena.
There is no rushing affairs of the heart.
See a little blood, you'll be fine.
They have a halfling archer, sneaky little fella. They have a sorcerer with a pole arm.
So strange.
She says,
with a pole arm?
Yeah, like a spear.
Oh.
A sorcerer, spear fighter.
A pole arm is meant to pull people off horses. It's the one they hook.
And then just a big, dumb brute of a woman. Uses a sword and board. She says,
it's a lot of magic in one group.
Yeah. Yeah, they got only two magicians.
What does the leader do, then?
The Arakocra? She has a bow.
Oh, okay.
So, the third one is a knight?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say purple knight?
Yeah,
that's
like
what
your.
Margaret is.
Like Margaret over there.
Hmm.
Purple dragon knight out of Taksum. Wandering warrior.
Huh?
So,
how soon before we get there?
Should arrive early in the morning. All things going well. You'll see the sunrise over the, Great Cliffs of Ajuba. She says, I scoped out the battlefield. Pretty standard setup. 30-foot net. Keep you going from any higher than that. She says there's a platform, a couple platforms in the center of it, so you can climb up there, get an aerial advantage. She says also some sort of magical wards in the ground. We'll learn more about that, I guess, at the start of the fight.
Magical wards to hurt us?
I asked them about it, and they're a bit coy. They just said it would make the fight, quote, interesting.
So we're actually fighting two teams, the opponent and the proprietors.
Well, presumably the magical wards will also equally hamper the opposing team.
Unless it's only triggered when you're on the ground and they're all flying.
Yeah, three of them are flying. Well, technically three of ours are too, so that's...
Well, only one of them one of them flies.
Which one flies?
The Aarakocra, that's it.
The leader?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, these folks aren't from Ajuba. They're another traveling group.
Do they have a name?
Yes, they do. They're the Scarlet Halberds.
Stupid name. Let's beat them.
No, it's a good name. The crowd won't even know they're dead until they stop moving. They all have red armor. It'll be great for ratings.
Glow will be victorious.
Glam?
That's it.
No, it's like glow. What's the glow?
She looks at you with a bit of concern. Looks at Priya. Then looks back at you.
Bad lizard.
Anyway, put on a good show. She says, anyway, I'm heading forward. Your next fight after that will be in Umfaloko. So.
Umfaloko?
What
a name is that?
He spent a lot of time coming up with that name. It's a great name. It's the greatest name.
Like the Great River.
She says, Umfaloko, the city of cats.
Ooh.
So
not
I love
good.
That city. They love stories too. Tabaxi. You gotta make sure you go to one of their towns there. They're so good at stories.
And they
even
smell
better
good.
Than the tort.
They
not
smell good.
Food.
Not food.
Don't go all alf on these cats. Alright. So how do you guys spend your last day on the boat? Anything other than what you've described?
I imagine I do some monk exercises up on the deck.
Yeah, I think I'll get like a slack line kind of put together in between like...
Oh, the two masts.
Yeah, and start kind of doing some acrobatics and balancing work on that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't know if I can fly or not. Can Kinku fly, or are we...
That's part of their curse.
I think you're grounded. Yeah, you can't fly, right?
I don't know.
Chris?
Now I'm trying...
I'm going to look.
I can fly or not.
I think their kind of overall mission is to find a way to become flight.
Well, I know we want to gain our own voices, but I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not I can fly, or if I can only fly short distances, like chickens, or...
I thought it was a specific thing that y'all didn't have wings.
Well, we have wings, so we just... Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can fly, because I don't seem to have a fly speed.
Oh no, your beloved wings withered and fell away from your bodies, leaving them down
shit.
To earth.
Yeah, you don't have wings, right?
Okay.
Longing for the ability to fly. Many Kenku will describe that longing. Yeah.
I like to imagine that you... Because we talked about your wings before.
Yeah.
I like to imagine that you've constructed wings that you...
I have that cape that I'm sure I have wings.
Oh my gosh.
And she was trying to steal my feathers, right?
Yeah.
You have feathers.
Oh, you have feathers.
Did she have a cape of bat wings or whatever it was that Veracast had?
Yeah, at some point
she
for
to
sure.
Earn that.
All right, so... The next morning, the sun comes up, and as it crests the horizon, you do, and the light comes in, you do see these vertical cliff faces that you've come alongside, hundreds of feet tall, and to your right, you see, you're in a channel, to your right, you see a huge island. And you see just in the air, at any given time, dozens of bird people coming back, flying back and forth from the mainland to the island. Because the island to the right of you is Airy Island, the ancestral home of the Aarakocra that live in Ajuba. Many of them Many of them maintain nests there that have been in their families for over 1,000 years.
Fairfield, I'm so sorry for how unenthusiastic
I've been in this
look.
What's that?
I'm so sorry for how unenthusiastic
that's all right. In this look. It's, we're all all feeling the bubons today. As your ship kind of continues along in the shadow of these cliffs, eventually you see just a very small protected bay. That's just filled with ships. And the ship glides smoothly into it and sets anchor offside of a dock, and then a movable dock ramp turns and pushes up towards your ship, and then a ramp is wheeled up.
I assume that we are attempting to get attention, so I will start playing a sprightly fight song. Something to stir the blood to try and get people to notice our procession going and towards the arena.
Yeah. Roll me a performance check.
Akra, will you be tumbling? And I will follow. I'm not as good a tumbler as you, but I will be using
all right,
my...
Roll this with advantage because of the...
I rolled a natural 20. I don't know if that helps her at all.
Roll me an acrobatics check.
Me?
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you get, Sarah?
Trying to figure... It's plus 5.
Oh, no, it's plus 6. No, that's persuasion. Plus 9.
God damn!
Yeah.
So, 17.
Oh, shit. You rolled really low.
I did.
That's
still
awesome.
Got a 17.
You need to perform more.
People kind of stop what they're doing and look at this spectacle of people that are coming down this ramp. The music gets their attention, and then the flashing acrobatics. What do you do, you two do?
I think I'll try and make Ian do some tricks. So I'll be throwing stuff in the air to see if he could tumble about in the air and catch it.
Roll me an animal handling check just to see how impressive this is.
3.
Oh, no!
So you got a 7 total.
Okay, I think...
Ian
is not very good at it.
No, the dog's just not having it.
He's been on a ball.
He hasn't got his
land
legs
back.
He's kind of wobbly all over the place.
What about you, Margaret?
I'm going to very carefully pull out my instrument and see if anybody tries to stop me.
Bad lizard!
put it away, and I pull out my hand axes and do tricky, woolly, woolly things.
Robin, how about you?
I sleepily disembark and then throw up into the water.
And Priya, kind of catching the mood of this, comes out and just lets pour some fireworks into the air from her hands. And says, yes, that's right, everybody. Tomorrow night at the Ajuba Arena, glam, in glorious combat.
Baby axes.
Yes, she says, kind of casting attention away from the puking bugbear and towards the array of performers.
No more fish.
In a pleased manner to you once you have started doing that.
Full of fish.
We don't
mind
customers.
Alright, so. So you guys hang on the dock. Some people actually come up and ask you guys questions about where are you guys from. Where you, like, how many people have you murdered?
You know, the usual.
The usual.
I tell all sorts of bullshit. Yeah. I'll tell one person one thing, and even while that person's standing there, I'll tell another person the exact opposite. Like, I would just throw bullshit willy-nilly all around. All
right. And your roadies get you guys a stagecoach unloaded from the ship down the ramp onto the dock, and then they kind of look at the stagecoach, and then look at the cliffs, and then look at the top of the cliffs where you're going. And they both just look at each other and... and they say, they kind of get you to the stagecoach, they say, do you want to ride with us, or are you going to walk up separate?
I think that we'll continue the parade for a little while.
Yeah.
Just, okay. And I would imagine that if we get a really big following, we'll just go until people stop following us, right?
Okay.
Are we going to take a break?
I have to pee, so I'm going to pause it.
Let's take a break.
A series of complicated caves, ladder... Oh, god damn it. I said a series.
And Siri tried to come at you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we're back
okay,
on.
Cool.
A series of caverns and ladders and stairs and lifts later. You guys have glad-handed your way all the way to Upper Azuba, where the bulk of the population lives. When you get to the top, right immediately to your left, is the famed Lookout Point, which people often congregate at sunset to watch the sunset behind Area Island. And there's just this gorgeous view of Area Island with the strait in front of it, and then you can actually see from your height behind it, you can see the glimmering sapphire ocean. Stretching on as far as the eye can see.
Ooh, pretty.
I imagine there is a wealth of loose feathers all around.
Oh, yeah.
I'm collecting all the best ones.
And as you are looking out, you hear somebody running, and you look, and there's a birdman behind you. He runs, and he leaps over the edge of the cliff, and then spreads his wings and flies down towards the island.
It must be full of droppings as well.
They're people. They're civilized people. They don't just poop anywhere.
I mean, had the same thought.
There must be differences of opinion in what is considered civilized.
I mean, don't criticize their culture.
To be fair,
there's a lot of pee in Seattle, and we're
exactly.
All
exactly.
Yep.
And to be fair, Ravi, there's a ton of gull shit everywhere.
I mean, didn't your cousin tell me if I really gotta go while I'm in India and we're out and about?
Mm-hmm. Find a place.
It's a very free country.
Too funny.
That is too funny. Alright, the sound of the ocean fills your ears. That's not that much. All right. Anywho, you guys are led through town, past more throngs of people, and you've made kind of you definitely made an entrance with your performances and stuff like that. When suddenly you see a tall era Kirk woman with bright tattoos, kind of dyed into her feathers, so you know.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she's making a beeline towards you guys. She says, "You must be the competition."
Mm. Is she the leader?
Yeah.
Did we give her a name? Were we given any information on her at all, other than just
she's
Mira
Kokra?
Yeah.
She has a bow.
She says, "My name's Breda." She says, "I'm the leader of the Crimson or Scarlet Habiteers."
Nice to meet you.
She was what? What's her name again?
Breda.
Your
Scarlet
feathers.
What?
Habiteers.
Your feathers are pretty. Can I have one?
Well, yes, you may. She plucks one and hands it to you.
If he tries to mate with you, just say no.
Ooh, a kinku. She says, "Are you part of the troop as well?"
Yeah, she's ours.
Excellent. She kind of looks at each of you, kind of eyeing you up a little bit. She says, "So, how many fights have you guys put under your belt?"
"We were born fighting."
Excellent. Confidence, cocky, showmans. Should be a good show.
Ain't cocky if you can do it.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is. It can be both.
She says, how confident are you, I wonder?"
"Very.
Confident enough that we're not worried about you being here right now?"
She says, "Well, would you like to put a little friendly wager on it tomorrow?"
"What did you have in mind?"
She says, "Well, we're each getting a third of the door, correct?"
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You, us, and then, of course, the arena. She says, we'll give you half of our take if you win, but if we win, we want half of yours.
Guys, I don't think we should fuck with their paychecks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dungeon Master, we're not biting.
My name is Breda, as I mentioned. You don't have to apologize to me. It's just a friendly wager, she says. Bragging rights will be enough.
We'll keep this professional. We'll stick to what our payday is.
And so what's your names? Team-wise, what's your team name?
Glam.
I don't remember what the acronym stands for, so I can't explain.
Gorgeous Lizards.
Gorgeous Lizards a la mode.
We do like ice cream. I was like gladiatorial.
Yeah, Chris, help us out. What does glam mean?
I was enjoying seeing you put it back together. What's it like?
Glorious Lizards. Glam GCA. That's what we are. We are glamorous.
Oh, it was like the
Glorious Lizards and Monsters.
Gorgeous ladies, androgynous, and men of gladiation and combat. Or something like that. Huh. I'd have to go back and listen to the
glamic.
Yeah.
Previous episode. I, for some reason, didn't put it in my notes.
We're glam. It stands for whatever the hell we want it to at that exact moment.
Yep.
Feisty. I like it.
I thought it was just that we're pretty.
That too, dear.
It's true. It's really true. We're very beautiful people.
No arguments here.
Hey.
She cocks an eyebrow. She says, well, anyway, we'll see you tomorrow on the court.
See you then.
Mm-hmm. She spreads her wings and with one big flap flies up, shoots up into the air.
Why are you so mean to our colleagues?
Colleagues?
We're just going to the office and she's who we're working with tomorrow.
You mean the enemies were going to drive before us?
You know we're not supposed to kill anybody, right?
But we can still pretend.
So you're pretending to be a total bitch.
She's our enemy.
Okay.
We're going to punch her in the face tomorrow.
Yeah, don't come crying to me if you get punched extra hard tomorrow.
I welcome it.
Oh. So that's what you do on your days off.
No, that's what I do when I work. That's why I have this job.
Uh-huh.
We're fighters, right? This is what we do. We fight.
I wonder what kind of stuff she was going to pull. Like, she was asking us to bet our paychecks. And I was just uncomfortable because that's like this is her home turf.
Exactly.
And like,
she's not from here.
She's not
here. Right?
Oh, isn't
that
what you said, right?
They're from another city.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's Aarakocra.
Yeah.
She's Aarakocra, yeah, but the rest of them are.
Right, but I mean, she probably has some connections here.
She might, yeah. I mean, We've gladiated before, right, Chris? I got the feeling this was kind of a standard thing outside of the...
You've done some exhibition matches back in Rakkad, yeah.
And this is kind of a thing. Like, good-natured matches, up the stakes a little bit. Mm-hmm.
At least the ones you fought in, yeah.
It's pretty common.
Rotvane obviously is familiar with some of the more unsavory sides of gladiation, but yes.
Well, it was kind of just a way to double your money type thing.
Yeah.
She's really confident.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a bad idea that we didn't take it, because it is our first, like, real exhibition together.
Well, it's also just an area we're not familiar with.
Yeah, we've never done
one
before.
Well, not just that, but
here.
Just this place.
Yeah.
And, like...
I don't think that it was, like, nefarious, though. I think that that's just how gladiation works in these good
matches. I'm still curious about what traps they have in the arena itself, independent of the opponent.
Yeah.
I mean,
that'd
be something to ask around. Have they fought here before? Do they have an advantage with the traps?
Could we go, like, talk to the public or something? Like, people who would have seen the game?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should go to the pub nearest the...
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Just be cocky and ourselves.
And see if somebody wants to puncture
You know what we could do? If we wanted to give up a small sum of our own money, we could bet on ourselves and then... like, does that, I don't know how gambling works.
Yeah, you can bet on yourselves. There'll be odds and stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what the odds are first. Because yeah, if they have us as at low odds, then we
something
should probably
is,
just...
Something is amiss. Yes.
Yeah. And then,
we should
isn't that how it works? Like, if there's low odds on us, and everybody bets on the other people, we get all the money if we win? Like, we get more money?
Cause no, the bookie odds? Gets more money.
The bookie gets more money. Okay, well, I don't like
yeah, that. Yeah, unless we're betting on ourselves.
But if you are not favored, you'll get more money when you win, because it's
yeah, if we bet on ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
So we get more money.
It's not that you get all the... It's not like you get all the bets that other people placed against you. It's
but
that
we get more money because the odds were lower
yeah,
and against
exactly.
us.
Yeah,
exactly. Better
pay. Yeah.
No, that means that something is amiss. We should investigate, independent of how much money we can make. Everybody
so
thinks that we are not going to win. I'd like to know why.
Priya chimes in. She says, honestly, I just think that whole betting thing that she came up with was just good-natured trying to shake you guys down. Not like in a financial sense, but just to trying to push her confidence on you, demoralize you a little bit. Don't let it get to you. She says, I have assembled a crack squad. I'm confident in your abilities.
We're very beautiful people.
We are very beautiful people.
I love it.
If this was a beauty contest, I wouldn't
we
be so worried.
But I think it's a good idea for us to go to a pub and
yep.
find out if the scandalous halberders, scarlet halberders?
Scarlet halberdiers.
Okay, see if they fought here before.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
And just see what the locals say about the local venue and the wards and what tricks it throws out.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to the venue and talk to the people there about what the wards are, but I can't.
Well, that's...
Talk
won't
to
tell
them,
us,
so
right?
I can't. Never mind. Well, we have to go to the venue at some point to check in and probably hear what the rules are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be right before the match, right?
Yeah, it'll be like in the morning. You'll each get a little time on the field to kind of see it.
Kick the ground.
Do a sound check.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Priya's like, well, I've booked us, or Gertis has booked us some accommodations. We're staying at a charming little tavern / inn called the Broken Hammer.
How far is this away from the venue itself?
It's not too far, actually. She
okay.
says this is in what they call the theater district. However, that just means it has a community playhouse and then an outside amphitheater and then the arena. But she says we should probably go there now and check in. Mm-hmm. Great. So you guys head over, and when you get there, you see prominently displayed in front of the Broken Hammer, which is it's a two-story timber-framed building. It's got a slate roof, there's actually a large, a oversized decorative Broken Hammer that's being hung from two different cords in front of it. You see a couple people drunkenly staggering out in front of it, but prominently parked in front of it, you see your stagecoach, with a big sign on it that says, come see Glam Tomorrow, Juba Arena. And as you get within 30 feet of it, Priya mutters something under her breath, and some dancing lights appear around the sign. She says, that ought to get them coming. All right, so as you guys come in, you see behind the countertop, you see a very energetic young woman who is serving a few patrons while also kind of like running back and forth to the kitchen. And she sees you come in. She says, come in, take a seat. Anywhere you want.
Is the match the next day?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get piss drunk tonight.
I want to go to a different bar.
I think we should have dinner here first, see what the mood is, see if we can find the information where we're here already. Because if we don't have
I'm being paranoid a little bit. I'm perfectly happy having dinner here. All
right. So you guys find a big table. And no sooner than you sit down, the woman comes over with... four fresh baked loaves of bread that she drops on the table. She says, you're glam, right?
You got it.
She says, your dwarven friends are here, set everything up. She says, your dinner is on its way. She says, drink orders?
Yes, me.
I've been specifically instructed for nothing stronger than mead or ale, so is that fine for everybody?
Yeah.
Who did the instructor?
Priya says, I don't want you getting shit-faced before your show day. She says, tomorrow I'll buy you all the whiskey you want, but today, it's the light stuff.
Right. Does anything in the room smell suspicious?
Roll me investigate check.
So many questions.
Okay.
I think the more accurate question is, what does Rob Bain not consider suspicious? Three.
That would be a six.
See how the game's still going.
No, nothing smells out of the ordinary. she brings you your food. It's actually a very good meal. Roasted meats and breads, some vegetarian options, ales and meads. A few patrons are sitting nearby, loudly discussing current events. Other than that, the bar's pretty quiet. What do you guys do?
I want to ask her, the server.
Yeah.
Is it weird to eat bird here?
She says, you mean chicken?
Chicken.
Turkey?
Turkey.
Duck?
Stuff like that.
No.
Just checking.
Is it weird to eat furry animals where you're from?
It's delicious.
There you go. She says, speaking of furry animals, hello there, good boy.
I go along to the next table where there's some patrons.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just try to make conversation, ask them about who they fancy in tomorrow's fight, if they're aware of tomorrow's fight.
Oh, the fight tomorrow, yeah. Plan on going to that. It's like glam versus like the red swords or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Says, I don't know. I haven't heard of either of these troops, so, but hopefully it'd be a good match. Says, it's been a while since we've had a match. The other one's like, yeah, we spent all that taxpayer money building that arena, and we use it like 4 days out of the year. Bullshit.
When was the last time you've been to any tournament there?
Oh, well, this is the first one of the season, he says. Last one was in fall. He says, it's spring now.
Hmm. Not a lot of fighting that happens in the arena, then.
Oh, not in the winter. He says, it gets cold here. Rainy. Rains all year.
You know what the odds are right now? Well, I'd like to bet some money.
Oh, if you want to bet some money, he says, you should head next door.
What is it called? What is the place called?
He says, it doesn't have a name. You just want to go in there, ask for Jane.
Okay.
Jane.
Oh. And she'll she sets the odds and takes the bets.
Okay.
She says, not much of a betting man myself.
I heard they like to spice things up in the arena.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they do.
How? Never heard of an arena that does that.
Oh, well, we got ourselves an arena magician. Yeah, there's a sometimes columns of fire come up, sometimes freezing things, wind. He's a sneaky little bastard.
Interesting.
He says, wait a minute. You're one of the teams, aren't you?
Are you sworn to secrecy or something?
No, I just now putting it together. Six strangers, motley crew.
How much is a round of mead for the table?
For, like, these guys?
Uh-huh.
Like, a copper piece.
I throw down three coppers and wave to the bartender.
Well, we'll be rooting for you tomorrow, that's for sure.
That's right, gentlemen.
Good mo.
He says, you ever fought here before?
No, mostly down in Rakod.
Mm. Oh yeah, one of the other. Oh yeah, the other one's the City of 1,000 Ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always meant to get up there, but you know, it required leaving.
I mean, it's not that hard. Just flying, right? I was gonna say you could swim, but that's a swimming thing.
He looks at his useless human hands and says, "I don't."
Oh, he's human. I thought they were a Kokra. I'm sorry.
No, these are both human.
Oh, okay, my bad. Never mind. I would have said that because I was thinking earlier about the difference between flying and swimming. Mm-hmm.
Anywho, well, I hope you guys win.
Thanks.
I walk over to his table and reach out my hand. So,
yeah. He reaches out a hand.
I turn it over and I sign my name on it. And I pat him on the head.
You better not wash that. If you wash it, you're gonna be really, you'll really regret it tomorrow.
You big guy. Yeah, no, how could you lose with him on the team?
How would we go and meet this Jane person? Figure out what the odds are.
I imagine you walk.
Yeah, they're just next door.
It's next door.
That is true. Oh, well, I think I will do that.
Alright, so you walk next door to a gambling hall. As you walk in, you see some archaic symbols, little tiaras with three gems in them.
Hmm.
People in there are gambling, having a good time. But you don't see any sign that says Jane in an arrow or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So. I just go up to the person who's the most noisy and say, "Where can I find Jane?"
Oh, Jane, looking to make a bet?
Yeah.
Person points, and sitting in the corner, with a bunch of books in front of her, you see a very tall Arakocra woman. She's got a little bit of a visor on, and a fancy monocle, as she is looking at pages and scribbling notes.
Okay, I head up to her. Hi, I hear you're taking bets on tomorrow's game.
She says you have to be more specific. Which game?
The one with the glam versus.
Oh yeah, yeah, the gladiation fight. Yeah, I've got a line on that.
What are the odds?
She says I've got the Scarlet Halberdier as a slight favorites.
How slight a favorite?
Very slight, she says. I don't know how odds work exactly, but it's like 3-2.
Okay. Have they played here before?
No, they haven't played here before, but she says I've been, she says I've got some, she says part of my job is knowing things, and so I know that Glam, says they, just recently acquired their sixth member, so, whereas the, Scarlet Halberdiers have, been a little more cohesive, a little longer. She says, I've heard they've had a few good victories up north near Taksum. So, I mean, it would be even if it weren't for that. So,
You don't trust the newest guy on the glam team then?
What's that?
You don't trust the newest guy on the glam team then?
I mean, she says, I don't trust anybody. I mean, but, I mean, you got to admit, experience beats inexperience. So. She says, are you looking to place a bet?
I might be. But I don't see a big advantage either way. So I don't know if it's worth my time. Thank you for the information, though.
She says, yeah, just so you know, you need to place your bet by the 10th bell in the morning tomorrow. After that, lines are closed.
That's good to know. Thank you. I'm nearby, so I can always come over.
Mm-hmm.
I go around trying to find if other people are making bets. On the game?
A few people have, yeah.
Man, I try to sort of get a sense on who they're playing at this moment.
It seems actually pretty evenly split. Some people are betting on the favorite, some are betting against them.
Okay.
I mean, nobody really seems to know.
Okay, nothing much. Really.
So nobody's making. You get the idea that nobody's making, like, informed bets.
Yeah.
So if we were to put money in, we'd basically just get our money back.
You'd get your money back and a little more.
A little bit more.
For every $2 you put in, you got $3 back.
Oh, okay.
So you'd earn $3 for every $2 you put in.
Okay. If you assume that we win.
If you assume
that we win. I always assume we're going to win.
We didn't take the bet against her, whatever her name was.
I was about to, but...
okay.
Well, and so, that was everybody's money.
That is true. That is true. Will... No, that's a good point. You could always bet on...
Yeah, on my own, yeah.
Mm.
So I'll go up and I'm going to actually put 25 gold down on us.
Okay.
To win.
She pulls out a pad, writes a note in it, and then has a little bit at the bottom that she writes it on, rips it off, hands it to you. She says, well, if they win, just turn this back in, and you will get back.
Did you put $25?
25 gold, yeah.
37 and a half, then?
Yeah.
37 and a half?
Yeah. Look at his mathing. He's so good at math. If we win, that's what
you're going to get. Where does the 37 and a half come in? What?
He did the math three, two, for what would
three, two,
be.
Oh.
So you'll get
$87.
$62, 62 oh. gold pieces, five silver back, so.
Originally, I was going to do 50, and I was like, wait, maybe I should have that.
All right.
It's just imaginary money.
I don't like to lose anything ever.
Mm.
So I think by now, we've been in our bar for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start playing my hippie drum, and I'll poke the gnome and be like, perform!
Sorry, what?
We have an audience. Perform.
No, Alicia was zoned out because she's sick and didn't get...
Oh, he pulls out his drums and he pokes
you. We're just hanging out at the bar and I'm pushing you to practice.
He's encouraging your bardly. Okay.
So you're pretending to be a total bitch.
What? Alright, what about my stringed instrument?
This will be good.
I need both of you to make me perform checks. So you get your drums, you get your stringed instrument.
Are you a halfling? You reroll one.
No, she's a gnome.
Yeah. Oh, don't gnomes don't have the same ability?
I have a luck point.
Use that if 18. You want. You get it back tonight. We're not doing anything special.
Oh, that's a good
Aren't
point.
Are we fighting later today?
Tomorrow.
We're going to sleep.
Yeah,
we're going
to
go
to sleep.
Use your shit.
Wait a minute. If
Although,
I use my
it
kind of
makes
tomorrow,
sense.
Will I get it back tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
I mean, whichever one you want.
I might do that. I'll just do the whatever thing, glowing eyes and wings and whatnot at the bar. just to, you know.
You probably have
show
a
off.
Lovely singing voice.
Maybe, I don't know.
Ian's relic. Even.
But yeah, I got an 18 on my performance.
18? Your drums help drown out. Oh, did you use your luck?
Nope.
your drums help kind of drown out the caterwauling.
I come over and I just spread my wings and I have glowy eyes and I'm just...
Anybody who is thinking about throwing their leftover food at us just has second thoughts.
And I imagine in my
Wait,
head, because you're going through the heartbreak, I imagine
law?
There's you're saying, there's tears in my beard.
Guys, I'm crying for you, dear.
I go back to the gambling house.
The howl saved it.
Goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Priya surreptitiously slips the bartender some extra money for her troubles.
They're getting a show one way or another.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else anybody wants to do that evening?
I think I shall scout around the venue where we're going to be fighting that night, just doing a little bit of reconnaissance with my cloak of elvenkind to see if there are sketchy things going down nearby, but not really expecting, just as a way of getting familiar with escape routes.
Roll me a stealth check and an investigate check.
Okay, so...
I believe you have advantage in the stealth because of your cloak.
So stealth is the first one and I do advantage?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a 10 and a 1, so I'm going to take the 10, but
Probably
what is it with my... I'm looking. Stealth...
Plus 4.
Is 14, and then investigate.
is 14 as well.
Okay. So you investigate around, and you see something, but it's not, I don't know if it's suspicious or not. There is a wizard out there, and he seems to be casting spells at the field.
Okay. Which matches kind of what we've been told, is that they have a wizard. Okay.
And yeah, you map out some of the escape routes and all that things, so... Alright. Anything, Akra?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I would love to... I don't know if it's possible, but can I sneak up to also see what the wizard is doing here? Maybe what spells they're working on?
Can you hear me the first
You would have to be in the arena to hear him. It's pretty big.
Nobody has super hearing.
I don't believe so. There's magical spells that do that. Only you become a wizard instead of a monk.
I have a disguise kit.
All right.
Could you be a rock or a bush?
I actually have a spell called Pass Without Trace. I mean,
that's a good one.
That's good in the wilderness if you're trying to avoid being followed.
I think it gives the whole group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Magically hides your transgressions.
Also, I'm imagining like a bush with like a giant fake mustache.
I love it.
Like Bugs Bunny tiptoeing and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
You have Hunter's Mark too, right? Because that's a good one.
Yeah, I have a Hunter's Mark as well. Level 1.
Alright, well, we're going to pause for our intermission where we get the arena set up. We'll need to clear the food from the table and then. We'll be back in a moment after a word from our sponsor.
This is really good. I like it.
And now back to the action. Alright. Morning has come. You guys are stagecoached from your... Before the sun's up, even, you guys are stagecoached from the Broken Hammer to the arena. You guys are let in via a... hidden from the public entrance and taken in underground to your sort of, you guys have sort of a staging area where you can like, they've provided like fresh hot water and you know, a place for you to put your things during the match and stuff like that. And all that stuff.
Okay.
As you guys are getting settled, there's a knock at the door. Tapria opens, and there's a tall, lanky, wizardly-looking fellow there.
Does he look suspiciously like the person I saw?
Last night? Yeah, it's the same one.
Okay.
He says, hello, everybody. Hello.
Is it Valthru?
No, it's not.
Yeah, did you see me? I froze. I fucking froze. I was like...
No. Valthru talks... Valthru the Prescient. He talks more like this. Man, this guy's got more nasally.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Hello. My name is Ames. I'm the ground wizard here at the arena. My job is to go over the features of our arena and the rules of your tournament to later today.
Wait, you don't make coffee? You said you're a ground wizard.
Oh, I see what you did. I like you already. That's a good pun. Oh, that got 3 laughs. That was a good one.
That's a special call out to somebody we know. 3 laughs. Laughs. Just
okay,
3.
Well, anyway, welcome to Ajuba, everyone, if you haven't been welcomed already. Hopefully the water wasn't too bad getting here.
It was delightful. It was a nice swim.
Good. Rakan, City of 1,000 Ships. Haven't been there in a while.
What's his name? Ames?
Ames.
A-M-E-S?
A-M-E-S, yep. He says, so, come on up with me. I'll show you to the field. So he takes you above ground into this impressive pitch that you see here before you. And so your guys' side will be on that side. He says, all right, now here's the deal of the pitch. Your team will start anywhere you like on that side of the blue line that I've painted here on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
He says, until the match begins, you're not allowed to cross that line. The opposing team will, of course, be on the opposite side. Once the fight begins...
Where's your figure?
Once the fight begins, you guys can go wherever you want. You can go on the opposing side, you can go wherever you want. He says, you're not planning on bringing your dog onto the field, are you?
Yes.
Priya says, there's no rule that a dog can't play in the arena. I assume this is part of your talents.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of your features.
Yes.
You've never heard of a Beastmaster Ranger before?
Honey, I've just spent a lot of time in a tower. Just meet a bunch of other guy wizards. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Despite having very flat nostrils, Dooku's nostrils significantly flare. And she takes a step back.
You a snappy turtle, ain't you?
Oh.
I got two laughter there. All right.
I'm up to five, y'all. Beat that.
No one would even try.
He says, so far, you are my favorite of the bunch. All right. So anyway, you may have heard some rumors about magical wards in the field. That is, in fact, true. He says, there are two magical wards that will affect you during the game. Perhaps. Certain spots in the field, he says, have been designed to randomly erupt with magical effects.
Ooh.
He says, these are completely random. No use trying to predict that. He says, however, if you stand in one spot for longer than about 6 seconds, you will receive some sort of magical effect.
So we have to move every turn.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're engaged in combat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can circle around each other and not
take
an attack.
Okay. Yeah.
He says, this will ensure that the fight has movement, it's entertaining for the masses, and sometimes, sparkly effects will shoot up.
Quick question.
Courtesy of yours truly here.
Are the magical effects within the blue lines, or if I go back, is it safe?
No. Once the fight starts, nothing is safe.
Oh, so it's throughout the arena.
Yeah. All the blue line is to demarcate a starting area for you and your companions, and for your opponents and their companions.
How is the audience protected?
From the magical effects?
Mm-hmm. And
well, they... Because
we're probably going to throw shit at some point.
That's
a good point.
He gestures through the net. He says that should protect... He says that should protect the audience from any sort of projectiles.
Including arrows?
Including arrows, yeah. He says,
very small rocks. Ducks.
Ducks are the bigger concern.
Ducks.
Look at her.
He says, I wouldn't worry about that. He says, as far as magical effects go, just don't, if you're going to cast a fireball, just don't do it in the stands, and we should be good.
So, where are the traps?
All over. They're invisible to the naked eye.
But you know where they are.
Yeah, I spent like 8 hours yesterday setting this all up, yes.
Okay.
Saddles a few steps kind of further from you.
Just making it clear, the traps are your fault.
Yeah, I'm the grounds wizard.
So, we understand each other.
He has set traps, and he will not bring you coffee.
She gets it.
I'm just going to write a simple line. Rotvane intimidates the ground. With so few words. It was like watching art.
Alicia has a question.
Yes.
How do we, as gladiators, win without properly hurting other people?
He says we have clerics stationed all around. Obviously... Much like any sort of pugilistic combat, you're going to hurt each other. However, through the magical, divine energy of the gods themselves, we will heal you.
So we can knock them down to zero, but they're not going to die.
They're not going to die.
Nobody will die.
Yeah,
but if you get knocked down to zero during the course of a fight,
you lose.
Let me explain the rules.
Okay.
If you leave the black line, no matter for any reason, you are out. It says two. If you go unconscious for more than, we'll say, 24 seconds, or if our clerics detect that you are on death's door, you're out. If you fail three death saves, you're out.
You're out, yeah. So there's no potions, right?
No potions allowed, nope.
Yeah, I thought so.
But healing.
But I have
whatever you can do amongst yourselves is fine.
Oh, okay. So I do.
And if one of you gets knocked out, another one of you brings them back up before the clerics call you out, you're good.
Once we're out.
Once you're out, you're out. You can't come back.
And just FYI,
and once you're out, one of our rodeo clowns will come in, pull you from the field, and heal you up.
Not like that. There are spells that can push you back by 10 to 30 feet, mm-hmm. would you say? Is 30 the max, you think?
I can't think of any spells that do more than 10.
But you could get hit by three of them.
Potentially. Yeah.
So I would stay with more than three squares away from the edge, if at all possible. Because there are spells that could knock you mm-hmm. through it without anything you could do.
Right. So we could sumo them and get them out by kicking them out mm-hmm. of the wall.
Yeah, I mean, if Rotvane took somebody and just went, kushunk, he could probably, you could too. You're gigantic.
I have a racial trait that makes me particularly powerful for pushing, dragging, and lifting.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just throw people.
Just literally, just...
yeah, that is totally a valid strategy here.
I'd rather. So here's what I'm thinking: as I start with you, and you literally throw me at someone with my swords drawn, and then you pick up the next person who comes and throws them.
I don't think we're done with rules yet.
Oh no, that's fine. Just wanted to say a word about platforms. They're there. There's no magical enchantments on the platforms themselves.
Oh, okay.
But there are underneath of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? So
this is
fine. This is not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're like wooden platforms?
Yeah, they're like wooden platforms.
Okay.
He says, I've cast a little magic on them, so fire shouldn't set them ablaze. You know, it's typical safety stuff. And then there are ladders that go up them. They're where the pillars actually are in real life, okay. That's where the ladders are.
Okay.
There's four posts on either side of them, but I don't obviously close to them.
So, how... Is it a standard, like, one of these blocks is 5 feet?
Yeah, they are 20 feet off the ground.
Okay.
And we can't
so
go
the net
higher.
Is about 10 feet on top
above
of this.
Yeah, the net, they says you can't go above the net. Mm. If you slice through the net and go above it, you're out, and you also owe us for a new net. And that net ain't cheap.
But if we slice it and don't go through it, we don't owe you a new net.
I think you still owe for the net.
He didn't say that.
Where's the top of the net?
It's 30 feet up.
It's
actually
two squares above the top. Platform.
Okay, so you can get on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you're more than 10 feet tall, in which case you have to hunch.
I would also say, out of game, if you're on the platform, you could potentially jump up and climb on top of the net.
All across the net.
Yeah, if we're just as long as you don't break it.
If we're on the platform, does the 6 second rule apply?
No, not on top of the platform.
Okay.
But it's also a much smaller confined space. So. All right, you guys got any questions?
No. Does my dog know how to climb stairs? Climbing ladders?
Yeah, he's a good dog.
Okay, good.
Can I take all of my weapons with me? I have two hand axes, two short swords, and a longbow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what I have.
You should be bristling with weapons right now. Just like, every step you take should be chunk.
I'm more weapon than gnome.
I was going to say, though you only weigh 35 pounds, every step should just be chunk, chunk, chunk. So I have to spend a key point to double my jump distance, right?
I believe so.
Okay. I just want to verify.
How many of those do you have?
And we're level 5, mm-hmm. so I have 5.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Yep.
All right. Any more questions for me? Ames, the grounds wizard.
Are any of the magical... Well, I can't ask this question. I can't come. Never mind.
You can ask any. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, just assume. Ask the question.
Out of character, someone else's. Are any of the magical effects possibly going to toss us out of the arena? And thereby, like, could we be standing somewhere and then accidentally, like, trigger something that casts us out of bounds without... No. Okay.
Just damage only.
It's damage. But also...
Getting entrapped. Okay, but no, like, banishment spells where you're like, oh, sorry, should have stood there, bye.
Nope, we want the fight to go on as long as possible. Okay. But we also want you to stand there, so...
We should expect some Hunger of Hadar, maybe.
Yeah, that was my next question. Was there a time limit or a time minimum?
Nope. Just, when the last team standing wins.
All right, let's do this.
What? Does our whole team have to be standing, or is just the last team with person. A member standing?
Last team with a member standing.
Okay.
He says, in the unforeseen circumstance that the last two of you get knocked out at the same time on both teams, then we'll do like some sort of sudden death thing. I don't know. I'll make it up as I go along. Never happened before.
Okay. Will any of the magical effects potentially bring new combatants into the arena?
No.
Okay.
So they have a wizard and a sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have in terms of magical?
I can do a little bit. Like, I can do some healing.
Not a lot,
right?
Yeah.
I can cure wounds. I have spells.
I can cast Radiant Sunbolt. We gotta watch out. So they've got a sorcerer, a wizard, mm-hmm. and then what else?
They have a sorcerer, a wizard, an archer.
Okay.
A flying archer.
Uh-huh.
A knight, and a meathead.
I think... The sorcerer and the wizard are going to be really squishy. If we take them out first, we will do away with some of the multi-attacks.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. we are all ground fighters. We can attack twice in a turn. But if even one of them has, Scorching Ray? You're talking about a minimum of 3 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then every higher level they cast it.
I'm most worried about the bow and arrow that can fly.
No, that's 1 attack a turn.
But how are we going to get to her if she flies up?
You all should have ranged weapons, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ranged weapons.
Everybody has at least a bow and arrow.
I can jump 40 feet straight
javelin,
up.
Javelin, something like that.
And she can't fly any higher than
what
that.
What do I have? I have a longbow.
Yeah.
So can she. So she and I can both jump high as that person can fly. And he's got boots of levitate.
I can fly,
yeah.
But only 1 minute, I think.
1 minute or 1 hour?
No, it's a minute.
Oh.
But that'll probably be as long.
That's 10 rounds.
Yeah,
so it's a really long time in combat.
Yeah.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to use spells such as, like, fear or something that would cause a creature to run away from us, if we caused it to run away, would it be able to run out of the safety of the thing? Because it won't run... It has to run into safe space, so it won't run into, like, a pit. So will this count as enough?
They would run away. They have to run away from you, so they can't move any square closer to you.
Okay.
They can, however, choose to stay in bounds. However, if you corner them in such a way that the only way they could run away from you is out of bounds, then they would have to do that. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would Margaret know about the Purple Dragon Knights?
That's right. One of them's your same.
Everything you know about yourself, basically.
Terrible singer.
So just they probably have a rallying cry like you have, they're just good fighters. Just really solid at hitting people with weapons.
By the way, I weigh 55 pounds.
My bad. Well, that's with the armor, right? That's with your armor and weapons.
Is it?
No, I'm kidding. I'm being an asshole.
Alright, so any other questions?
So, for my radiant damage thing, whenever I'm, have arrows and whatnot, that counts as a bonus action for me? Or is it an extra damage on top of my 2 attacks and bonus?
It's an extra damage on top of your...
Okay, so I get 4 attacks in theory if for that 1 minute.
4 attacks?
So I have 2 attacks and a bonus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Radiant Sword an extra bonus, or is
it's just
the same bonus?
It just adds damage onto your hits that you're already hitting.
It's like your fist.
So you just roll an extra die, basically.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Spiel.
All
right.
And he says, well, if you don't have any more questions, I'm just going to... You guys feel free to go downstairs, get ready, do whatever it is you do down there. I've got to show the other team the field, too. And then we'll... Next time I see you, it'll be in the pits.
More than 15 feet away, maybe, from the edge.
Yeah, Sarah, be careful. I mean, no, you're not going to get hurt right there, but I would just suggest staying 3 squares away, if possible. Or at least ending your turn more than 3 squares away from the edge.
Okay. Priya down in the locker room, gathers you all together. She says, well, I'm so excited for our first fight, everybody. Our first one on the tour, anyway. She says, last time you guys fought together, you took down a huge fucking brontosaurus, so I think these 6 pushovers shouldn't be too hard for you.
Yeah.
She says, you all got this. We're going to go out there. We're going to put on a good show. You're going to knock those fuckers unconscious. We're going to collect our winnings. Head on to the next town.
Okay.
All right, she says, everyone put your hands in. She says, how's it go? Bright eyes, full hearts. I forget how.
Bright eyes, full hearts?
No, how's it go?
Hearts?
Full hearts, bright eyes, can't lose. Anyway, something like that. Something, full pretend. Hearts. What's that?
Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
What the, yeah, what is that?
It's from a sports thing.
Oh, okay.
That's a sports reference.
She says, anyway, you're going to go out there and you're going to fucking kill it.
Woo woo! Kill them all.
Mm.
But not really.
All right.
Okay. Radvain, I'm going to start on your shoulder with my arrow, just bow and arrow, and just tell me when you're going to throw me at someone.
All right. So, after a few more hours, you guys are led up.
A few more hours? Good God.
Yeah, this is
he
more.
Uses few in a really silly way.
Huh?
So it's probably only an hour or two.
Like 2 or 3 hours, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, if they showed us this at 3 p.m. and showtime isn't until 7, that's 4 hours.
There's pregame, there's, you know, they gotta bring out the clowns.
Deku is ready.
So, Deku, you're like pacing back and forth, ready, looks like, wanna fight, wanna fight.
I'm like doing martial arts and stuff because I'm fucking ready. This is ridiculous.
You're exhausting yourself.
No.
Wasting all your energies. All
right.
That's what I have key points for.
Priya comes down, she says, all right, guys, it's showtime.
Finally!
Alright, so, you guys are led down, kind of, up some stairs, and there's, like, sort of a tunnel entrance. She says, alright, I'm gonna go out and announce you, just run out when you hear your names. So, she heads out there, you hear, the roar of a crowd, rise up. You hear her magically enhanced voice booming, ladies and gentlemen of Ajuba, it is our pleasure to introduce to you Glam! She says, first up, we have Tell and his faithful animal companion, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
You run out. The crowd cheers.
The dog barks. Woof, woof.
No. There's a collective, aww, from the
just wait till you see him tear a man limb from limb. So cute.
Next up, hailing from lands afar, Deku.
I run out.
The mysterious, feathered, enigma, panic fight song.
We are the champions, my friends.
Nice.
From Texum, the Purple Knight, Margaret Stumbleduck.
Yay, and stuff. Alicia doesn't have the energy.
She says, give it up for the acrobatic monk, Acro!
And, of course, she's gonna just do, like, floor tumbles all the way out. She's got, like, a sword. She's doing the things. She jumps up on the thing. She comes back down. People are just screaming, and she's doing things.
She says, and the famed, you've heard of him from Rakad, the City of 1,000 Ships, and from all across the Free Cities... Rotvain!
Run out all pumped up in my best grizzly roar. Play to the crowd.
A couple, like, you actually hear some, like, some actual, like, screams of panic.
Children screaming.
I'm gonna climb up you a la Rocket on Groot and yell, like, yeah.
But you actually see there's actually a couple people that apparently have heard of you before and have, like, little, like, like
signs?
Rock,
we have placards?
Vein, like,
yes!
I'm gonna give them the point. Yeah!
You guys rush out to your spots in the field. On the other side, a short gnome steps out, very unassuming, but then with a voice 1,000 times louder than her own, she says, "It is time for the Scarlet Halberdiers to take the arena field."
They better all have halberds.
they all come out. With the, they have like their armor's all red, and they have like sea silver halberds that are
silver halberds. They're scarlet halberds.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of the clothes are scarlet.
It's
terrible.
She says, "Give it up for Wilco." Out walks runs the archer, little halfling archer dude. Next up, practicing the mystical arts. From far away, it's Alard.
Alard, what an unfortunate name.
And out runs this guy. He's actually got like these ram horns on his head, and this like long staff in the shape of a serpent.
So probably the sorcerer.
That's the wizard.
Oh, wizard. Okay.
And his staff turns into a bunch of snakes, and they just scurry away. next up, Purple Knight from Taksum. Give it up for Malia. She runs out with her, slamming her sword onto her shield, wielding a polearm, and magical energy is far too wild and chaotic for anyone to predict. It is Brona.
More like Grona.
Sorry.
Also, when I was writing these notes, the name generator suggested this name, and I couldn't not do it for the meathead.
Okay.
Next up, a big hunk of meat from the Free Cities. It's Bro Guy.
It sure is.
Oh,
and,
Bro Guy.
And leading the Scarlet Halberdiers, it is Breda, and she flies in from the roof. Swoops down, lands in the center, and it is indeed the person that you ran into the other day.
She bends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Priya says, "All right, guys, you can do this. It's time." And the voice of Ames comes over the speakers. "All right, everybody, we want a good, clean fight. Last team standing is the winner. And just a reminder, if you step out of bounds, you lose. You're out of the game. All right, combatants, roll for initiative."
Yeah, natural 20. So that's 23.
Natural 20.
Hey.
Mine is 11 plus, what do I add? Initiative?
Initiative, at the
where
top.
Natural 20.
Holy shit!
3 nat 20s, yo!
What's your total, Rob?
23.
23 as well! I got a higher dex, bro.
Where do I have initiative again?
I have plus 3 on my dex.
Yeah,
16. Is it dexterity or initiative?
Right there.
No, up top.
Well, if you roll the same initiative, dex decides the tie. So he and I both rolled a 23.
Okay.
Is your initiative higher?
Well, you can actually,
no,
since you're allies, you can choose.
What's your initiative?
Akra, what'd you get?
Whoa.
20?
I got 20.
I got 12.
No, your initiative should be better than that. You've
got
a lot of decks.
Oh, whatever.
It should be really
plus
high.
3.
Oh.
Yeah. 23. So 23.
So that's
all 3 guys.
That's your intelligence saving throw.
Oh, intelligence. I saw the INT and I assumed it was.
Oh, yeah. All right, Margaret?
Minus 3.
4.
And panic.
12.
So if he's carrying her on his shoulders, does she move with him?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
You can get in position.
You're just a projectile.
Oh, Chris, you're really going to regret this recording.
Why?
He's right in front of me.
Yeah.
It was a poor choice. I'm very loud.
Alright, give me just a second here.
I might need a laptop charger.
Oh, yeah.
You got this thing?
I mean, for that one?
Yeah.
Oh, I got USB-C. There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
It gets better the longer you chew.
What's this?
The moon cheese.
Yeah. The moon cheese, yeah.
It just
it's
a
very
weird
dry
chemically flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's from the freeze drying process, but it's just not my favorite. It's like almost freezer burn.
Mm-hmm.
Is the flavor that I get.
Yeah.
Mm. Here we go.
Yeah, maybe that's just what the moon tastes like.
It
probably does.
Mm.
Yay!
Alright.
Good dog.
Oh, that's a good dog.
Oh, that's a good dog.
Alright. What's up, Akra? You're up first.
Yay! So, I'm going to go after Breda.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to move up. I've got
40 feet.
Yeah,
so you can move up 8 squares.
From where I am right now? Or from here?
Mm-hmm. From there. Yeah.
From here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only ranged weapon I have is a dart.
Dart weapon.
Okay. So roll.
Mm-hmm.
One plus what?
That's a miss.
Oh, I know.
So you'd add it. So you, on your attacks, if you go to actions, so your dart, so it'd be one plus six. So seven. So your dart goes wide.
Okay.
DQ, you're up.
Can I run in a diagonal and jump at the same time? Do I want to spend a key point on that? Maybe I don't want to waste that. So I'll just move forward 8 as well, if somebody could help me out.
Okay.
Is this you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, do I get...
Are you starting from here?
Yeah, I would have started this close.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Cool.
You scroll down.
And then...
Yeah, I'll tell you.
What does patient defense do?
That lets you... I think it increases your AC.
Yeah, basically it makes it harder for the other people to hit you on their turns.
No, it says you can take the dodge action as a bonus on your turn. So it doesn't increase.
Dodge does increase your AC. That's what it does.
Okay.
Dodge is one of the core actions. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not AC increase.
Yeah,
no. It's all attacks against you have disadvantage.
Yeah, okay.
And you have dexterity saving throws with advantage.
All right. Well, I will spend a key point and yell. All
right.
Rawr!
What's your key point spending on?
Patient defense.
Okay. Rotvang.
How far can you throw a gnome?
I would run forward first.
I'm going to.
I mean, I weigh 55 pounds. What's your shot putting?
Yeah, what's your strength?
20.
You can fucking throw a gnome.
Five. Yeah, but is it 10 feet or 20 feet? Like...
What are
and
you
also have
at?
To, I imagine you have to succeed on your throw, otherwise it's just going to be like, whoop, like head first to the ground.
I let go
bowling.
Too late.
I would say you have a, I'd say roll me a strength check first. See.
11.
11? I would say you could throw her accurately up to 40 feet.
Wow. Accuracy schmacker.
That's fucking awesome.
Okay, then I'll use my 40 feet movement to get there and then throw her at the horn guy.
Yeah, first attack! First attack!
Yeah. Yeah.
How many?
Can't quite reach. I could probably reach the archer. Yeah, I'll throw her at the archer.
Okay.
How many feet? How many squares is that?
8, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You want to go inside?
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll throw her into position. I won't be able to throw her to hit. But you'll be really close.
Roll an attack with disadvantage.
Okay.
Fucking love it.
I love that the gnome is allowing herself to be thrown around.
Delight was her idea.
I know.
I imagine we've all seen this move before.
Yeah.
14.
That misses.
Oh no! What happens to me?
Nothing. You just land.
You just
land short. You just get put in place instead of being a missile.
So
you just land.
So you're like swords out.
Yeah.
He throws you, and you try to. Okay.
But we also haven't gotten to your turn.
Yeah.
So now
you
can
still
move
hit
straight up.
Well, do I need to like roll a save or something so I don't just like fall on my chin?
I'll roll an acrobatics check. Sure.
I was gonna say you were expecting it, and you guys are
with
well
advantage.
Practiced.
I'd say with advantage.
Jesus Christ. Roll it again. Okay, that's better. She rolled another one. I was like, oh, fuck.
With acrobatics?
Yeah.
21.
You're fine. Nice. Mm. You actually, yeah, you realize you're going to cut short, so you tuck, kind of roll up, spring up, and you're ready
and
to go.
And the crowd goes
and the crowd
wild.
Cheers. And give yourself inspiration for that. And you currently have the crowd on your side. That will have perks later.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bonus action rage.
All right, the archer's turn. He is a little shocked that you're
right up in his business.
Yeah,
he's the only one who can't attack you from 5 feet away, right?
That's true. He probably doesn't have a big...
Or if it is, it's just like a dagger or something.
He can attack you with his bow. You can attack with your bow melee, I think. Let me check.
No, I thought you had to be 10 feet away. You errated that rule in the middle of... Because I had to start being 10 feet away from somebody in order to cast spells.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, let me look. It's important. Ranged attacks. Make range attack. Only 30. Oh, if you're within 5 feet, you have disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. And if he moves back, she gets an opportunity attack!
He actually looks at you and he says, holy fuck!
Rawr!
You're batshit insane, lady! He's going to use the disengage action.
Okay.
So instead of attacking, he's just going to flee and he's going to move.
Is it his turn?
It's his turn.
Okay.
But she, because he disengaged, she doesn't get an attack.
Right. But he also doesn't get to attack because of it.
Yeah.
So he just took two of his longbow attacks from him.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
Well, for that turn.
All right, it's a large turn.
That name.
And the crowd boos.
I feel like we just did gnome bowling. Like, you bowled me into them, and now they're scattered.
Yeah, we're attacked.
Yeah, we are a little clumped. We about to get fireballed.
We can handle it.
Yeah, we can, but only once.
Margaret, make me a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh. 6.
Plus.
We'll get a plus.
My wisdom is 0. Mm. It's plus 0.
Your saving throws, though?
Yeah, wisdom
is
0.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so.
Wait, is it magic? I have advantage against magic.
This is it is magic, yes.
Okay, so I can reroll that.
Okay.
No, motherfucker,
exactly,
are you kidding
the same.
Me? You could use a luck point? Can she use a luck point?
Yep.
Do you think I should?
If it's a wisdom saving throw, it's some sort of mentally debilitating effect.
Yeah, I'll use a luck point.
That's better.
Much better.
What's that?
I don't know if it's enough to save, but it may still be too long.
12 just misses.
Damn. Sorry, bro.
He...
Look at that asshole. He's being real nice to you.
So you're going to take...
That's a lot of dice.
5 points of psychic damage.
Mm. That's not too bad.
Psychic. He's not done.
How do I note that?
You don't need to worry about that. Right? Just, it's 5 hits.
Oh, yeah, just 5 damage. 5 damage. He'll tell you what the effect is.
So you start to hear these, just, like, whispering voices in your head.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
And they're actually making a sort of melody, and it causes you, like, mental pain. Mm-hmm. Which is actually, in hindsight, kind of an ironic attack against you.
Ironic or highly appropriate?
Little of this, little of that.
What's your speed? Movement speed?
25 feet.
25 feet. So you burn your reaction and you run away. That's it's a one-time thing. So it's not like it's not like you have to run away every turn.
But she just lost all the ground she gained.
And who was that from?
That was from the wizard. Ah. And he is going to move over a little bit. Alright, puts up the Aarakocra. She takes to the sky.
Oh, that hair. That hair is the best.
Rubby time.
Let me rub myself.
And
on
she
you.
Is going to. She flies up. She is currently. She makes it to there.
That cat.
And she is going to throw a javelin. And Diku.
She has disadvantage.
It's good. She rolled a natural 16 and a 7. So 11 to hit misses you.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so the javelin goes wide.
Okay.
Tali.
Okay. So I had whatever, 30 do I have?
Your movement speed is 30 feet, yep. So,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. So I have two attack actions and a bonus, right?
Yep. You can also have your dog move for free.
For free?
Yep.
Okay. In that case, I'll make my dog move as well. So I'll move him.
I just imagine he stays with you.
Here, somewhere here. Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right next to me. Okay. So I will attack this magical person.
Okay.
With my longbow.
Sure.
For the first attack. So
d20.
Okay. All right. 20.
Nice.
All right.
Well played.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Damage.
Oh, what is my damage?
A lot.
Let me check.
It's double. Is what?
Just your longbow. It's a D8 plus 4. So roll me 2D8 and add 4.
2D8. Okay. Mm-hmm. I now have enough.
That was
thingamajigs.
A
D10. I think that's
the one. There. Yeah, that's the one.
This one.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. 6 and a 2.
So 8 plus 4 is 12 points of damage.
Okay, cool. So that's my first attack, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I think I should attack him again.
Yep.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'll try another d20 again. Mm-hmm. 19.
Nice!
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Son of a
another.
Just one.
Just with
time.
One of
just
them.
One. Okay.
Yep. You got the 2 because it was critical.
Okay. That's 3.
So 7 points.
Okay, 12 plus 7, I guess. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus action. What can I do? One of us is hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can cast Hunter's Mark on somebody if you want. What that does is you choose a creature you can see and mark it as your quarry.
Okay.
And whenever you hit that person, you add more damage to it.
Okay.
Nice. Do that. That's a good one.
Who should I target? This person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
cast it on that person.
Okay. And then what? Your spells? You have what? You have second level. So if you cast it as a first level spell,
I have a second level Hunter's Mark. Oh wait, mm-hmm. I have a first level Hunter's Mark, a Healing Spirit, Cure Wounds, and Pass Without Trace.
Okay.
Second level Hunter's Mark, I think. Okay. I'm reading it correctly. That's second level Hunter's Mark, right?
Yeah, you want to cast a first level and second level do the same thing. So.
Okay, so I'll whatever.
And I'll say that you did that before you did the attacks. So roll me 2 more d6s and add them to that.
D6s.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, 3d6s because one of them was critical.
One of them's crit. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that Hunter's Mark is worth it. All right,
so let me just do.
This is a very unhappy wizard.
Uh huh.
I need to find a number d6. Sorry.
Okay. And that spell lasts for an hour.
Okay.
Nice.
And if the guy drops his ear before the spell ends, you can use a bonus action to mark somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
7.
Another seven
points
of damage.
Okay. So you just did a lot.
19 plus 7. 20 points.
Yeah, 26 points of damage.
Yeah. All right. Puts up Verona. She gonna...
I forgot about this person.
Which one?
The bird. Yeah. Leader.
That's okay. You can only really attack one person effectively at a time.
That's true.
Yeah, let's fuck up the casters.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that it went to back to...
I was like, the battlefield got sloshy.
With all this blood we're spilling.
That makes sense.
So, let's see here. She casts a 40-foot cube. So she's able to get everybody in this center area, but not Tell.
Oh, cool.
So I need...
Where's the end of the 40-foot cube? I see the top.
It goes far back to get all of you.
To where the crack is.
Oh, okay.
On the board.
Yeah. So I need Deku, Rotvane, Akra, and Margaret. I need all of you to make me dexterity saving throw.
Is this?
So I have
wisdom saving throws. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, so it's a wisdom save, not a dex save, because this is really important.
Yeah,
for
it's
me.
Wisdom save. I'm sorry.
Rude.
12.
13. 17. 17, 13. 19. 19. 12. All right, everybody but Rotvane succeeds.
Sorry, bro.
She casts slow. So, Rotvane, you are slowed for up to a minute. It's a concentration spell. You have a minus 2 penalty to your AC. You also have a minus 2 penalty to your dexterity saving throws. You can't use reactions. On your turn, you can either use an action or a bonus action, but not both. And you can't make more than one attack during your turn. And then at the end of each turn, you get a wisdom saving throw to get rid of it. So, time just around you just seems to rear perception seems to speed up.
Who did that?
That was her. And she moves a little further up.
Someone kill her.
I'm gonna work on it. It's a long time till my turn, though, so.
She's concentrating.
So does that change movement speed?
That's me. It's not my turn yet.
Movement speed.
I can just put the condition that she's telling me.
No, it doesn't affect your movement speed, oddly.
Slow? Does it?
Oh, no, the speed is halved. Sorry. It was kind of hidden in that wall of text.
Seems really weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Slowed doesn't appear to be in the conditions tab.
Yeah, it's because it's not actually officially a condition. It's
okay.
It's a thing. All right, Panic, you're up.
All right. Hi. I'm going to... Let's see, my speed is 30 feet?
Mm-hmm.
I need to be within 60 feet. What is a 60 feet? That's basically...
You can get that archer to move up.
I'm trying to go for that lady. If I can.
60 feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yep.
If you can get anywhere.
Yeah, you can get to that one.
Yeah. If you can get anywhere.
You just have to move up 4 squares and you can get to
it.
I can do that. Alright. I'm going to go boop, burp, 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 burp.
And you can have one more square.
Burp. And then I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on her. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
She rolled a 3, so.
Yeah, so 3d6 psychic damage, and I'm assuming concentration is also immediately lost.
Or probably.
So he's freed.
She has to make a concentration save.
Okay. And I need.
It'll
a
be
what save?
A concentration roll. It'll be based on your damage you deal.
Need another d6. 9
points of damage. Pole arm sorcerer. Alright.
And it must move its reaction to move as far as away as its speed allows away from me.
She fails her concentration check, so you're no longer slowed.
Nice! Good job.
And she will do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Alright. Puts up Bro Guy. And right now, yeah, the crowd is firmly in your guys' favor, so.
That's because we're the cool.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Hey, you. Let's fight.
Okay. And he's going to make 2 attacks with his longsword. AC 18.
Yeah, I have an AC of 15.
All right, and the AC 11 misses. So he runs up, gets a slash in.
You
take 10
shield?
Points of damage.
What was
the
that?
Fuck was that? Awesome. That?
It's just a light bulb.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a shield.
Snapped a lot.
10 points, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Yeah. Alright, Margaret, your turn.
Can I climb up him and hit him in the head?
Yeah.
So I assume I start with dex?
No,
just roll an attack. We'll...
Okay.
We're gonna flavor it as you climbing up and trying to hit him in the head.
Okay. So what am I? Let's see. I think I had my hand axes out anyway.
18 plus.
5, right? You have to
yep.
hit. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So 23.
That'll hit.
Okay. So, ow, that hurt. Fuck you. So I'm gonna scramble up. I'm like set on his legs, run or like roll around like a tree,
mm-hmm.
a swirl in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Up to his helmet, and then just, like, stab him in the shoulders.
All right. So, and then roll your second attack. I'm assuming you're attacking twice with your...
Yes.
One,
another 18.
That'll hit.
I'm going to keep with this die.
Yeah. All right. And so you get a D6 for each of them.
Yes.
And then two.
So, 5 total.
Mm-hmm.
And 8.
So, 13 points of damage. The bro guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Puts up the other purple knight. And all right. Can you move her up to Margaret for me, please?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, please let her roll a 1 and she accidentally hits Bro Guy instead.
That'd be great.
So she runs up. She's got this, despite what the figures, she puts her shield on her back and pulls out this giant 2-hander. And comes rushing up. 21 will hit. 9 will miss. He will deal you 11 points.
Guys, I'm not supposed to be in the meat shield. I'm down to 14 hit points.
Puts up Acra.
Okay. So, out of these two people here, which one of them is a magic user? Or are either of them
both of the magic guys over there.
Yeah.
Magic.
These are the two magic people. Those three are the...
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
A column of flame shoots up in all of these squares. missing everybody.
Oh, okay. So basically it's layer effects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty. You figured it out.
I did.
You figured out my layer puzzle.
So what was that?
A piece of paper.
What just happened? Where did the magic?
That one right there.
Okay.
It unfortunately hit nobody.
Mm. Unfortunately, sir, I heard you.
I mean, good or for bad.
But it looked cool, and the crowd liked it.
Yeah, the crowd cheers. The crowd actually does the wave with the flame. DQ, you're up next.
Okay.
Followed by Rotvane.
If I did a cone of fire, Alicia would be in the way, though, right?
From where you're standing, yes, but you could always move.
Okay. I also have armor of fire resistance.
Oh, yeah.
So, should I just do it?
Well, she's only at 14 points. You could just move one, like, three to the left and miss her, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then you'll miss her. Mm-hmm. Right, Chris?
Yep.
Well, I'm on his back.
No, you're not. Just functionally, you're on... Story-wise, you're on his back, but on the board, we have to... You can't be in the same square as somebody else.
Yeah. But we could say, and story-wise, that you were hiding behind his back.
There you go. You're hiding behind him.
Or I leapt up at just the right moment as the flames went over him
yeah.
and came back down
so
on
they
a
rolled
charred
dexterity saves
fighting
for that?
Dude.
Trolley?
What's up?
They rolled dexterity saves for that?
As an action, once per short rest, exhale in a 15-foot cone, dex DC 10, half damage on success for 2d6 fire damage.
They both failed.
Okay. Nice.
So what happens to them?
You roll your fire damage.
2d6.
Okay. Burn them with fire!
This is
I love that
best.
You like pulled your laptop down to see what happens to them.
Well, I was just seeing where they were.
Okay, I'm completing the mental image with Fairfield pulls out a gun and just shoots. <the fingers.
laughs> 2 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
All right. They take it. Anything else?
Yeah, I can do some like an unarmed attack, right?
Yeah, Luke, you have your bonus actions up, right?
Yeah. Click off my breath weapon. I can make two unarmed strikes as a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
So
you spend a key point, yep.
Yeah. So I can attack both of them.
Just
two unarmed attacks. Right?
You could put two on one. It's up to you. You just need to move up adjacent to them.
Does that count as an action?
The moving? No, it's part of your biggest move. You can move attack and move.
Can I sweep the legs?
That's its own maneuver, but
I think I did that. I tried to do that last time.
Yep.
D20. How about yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use it doesn't have to be hands, right? Like, I can still use my... Like, if I jumped up and kicked them?
Yeah, you can flavor it however you want.
Okay.
So, you know, roll any attacks?
Yeah. So, I'll just,
Which one are you attacking? Bro Guy or Malia? Bro Guy is a little more hurt. Malia's fresh.
Let's do Bro Guy.
Okay.
So, attack is D20.
Mm-hmm. So plus 6, so that's 14.
Yeah.
That'll miss Bro Guy.
Damn.
You need to get a second attack, though.
Yeah. So I'll try again. 13 plus 6 is 19.
That'll hit. So roll me a d6 and add 3.
9.
So it's 9 points to Bro Guy. So yeah, you just kind of roundhouse kick him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he looks pretty hurt. Puts up Deku.
Alright. I just had it all up and now it's all gone. Damn it. There it is.
Then Rotvane.
Okay. So I cannot combine Flurry of Blows with Radiant. Right? We determined that last time.
You can do a Radiant attack and then Flurry of Blows.
But you can't make radiant attack your flurry of blows.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, so first attack. Well, first I have to move, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do I think they have that over there? Is she next, or is one of her enemies next? Because she's at 14 hit points.
After Rotbane is the archer, and then the wizard, and then the Aarakocra.
She goes last.
But does she go before the two people that are right next to her?
Broguy goes right before her.
Okay. And he's right on top of her, but he'll probably be distracted by Akra. So hopefully she'll have a chance to get away?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I say go for a caster.
Yeah, I'm going to go see. Can I make it up to the caster that it's at the very back, hiding away from everybody there?
This one?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm trying to save my ass.
This is that's 40
close,
feet.
That's as close as I can get.
Yeah. You can make it to the ram-headed wizard.
Yeah.
He's already hurting, too.
Yeah, so I will go right up next to him, get up in his business. Yep, right there. So I'll short sword attack him. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
You have luck, don't you?
Nope. That's an 8 to hit, so that misses. Mm-hmm. And then I will... Fuck, I was hoping to actually do some damage, but apparently I'm just going to fuck it all up.
Well, you get your flurry of blows, right?
I have 2 attacks and then a bonus action, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I will do Radiant Sunbolt against the guy who's further away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck that up too. 7 plus 6 is a 13.
On her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is her. Yep, so I'm going to fuck everything up. And then I rolled a 2. So I'm just going to stand there and look like a goddamn dumbass. Next!
Rotbane.
Assume they're expertly dodging.
Yeah, it's a spectacle.
Technically, I get to make 2 unarmed strikes. Oh, that one hit. So, my second unarmed strike hit against the guy. So that's 1d6 plus 3. 6 points of damage.
Alright, he's bloodied.
Alright, I'm going to circle to the back of the girl with the sword up.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm flanking, does that mean I get advantage?
Let me look at the rules. I mean, it helps rogues.
Yeah, it does something.
But I think it's only rogues. I think they changed it, right? Because I remember you and Matt talking about it. There's not even any rules in the book about it. It's all just forum posts.
Yeah, I don't think Pekin does anything.
I think they removed it completely except for rogues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I will regular attack. 18 plus
8. Nice.
Nice, that'll hit. That is and this is on Broguy or Malia?
Malia.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 10. Here we go. 7 damage.
Alright.
Next attack. Natural 20.
Nice.
Jeez.
At least somebody's doing something. Get it.
9 times 2, 18 plus 5.
No, you don't times 2, you roll twice.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, which I. Okay, yeah. Yeah. It's 9 plus 5. So 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then third attack with my bonus action.
Nice!
17 plus 8.
Yeah, that'll do it. It's like, oh, maybe she can use her parry ability. Nope.
5 damage on that one.
The crowd goes fucking nuts.
Fwap, fwap, fwap.
As you just drill into her. Puts up the archer. He scrambles up to the top of the platform.
Oh, the second archer.
Mm-hmm. We'll go. And Rotbane, you're getting 2 attacks. With the from his longbow, AC
17.
17 that will miss. Natural 20,
oof.
And he's gonna. So he uses his Archer Eyes ability, so he's gonna deal extra damage. It's also gonna be doubled. So
Are you going to triple the roll?
No.
No, he's two different types of damage.
He has a D8 and a D10, so he's going to deal 2D8 and 2D10.
Okay.
2D10. 20 points of damage.
Halved.
Oh.
For rage.
Nice.
So 10 points.
That's good.
Nice.
It's good to be a barbarian.
Mm-hmm. So he scampers up there. Whips out his longbow, one shot, goes wide, next shot, he lines it up. It just goes straight into your arm. And you look down and just bellow up at him. And he actually takes, like, a step back from the ledge. puts up the ram-headed wizard. He looks at you, Deco, and says, oh, you want a big piece of me, do ya?
He's got to back off 5 feet, right? In order to cast at me?
If he wants to not do it at disadvantage, but he also has a
rapier. Well, he had to move anyway.
So he's going to circle around you. And he's going to make two attacks with his rapier. Let's see here. AC 10 misses, AC 22 hits. You take 9 points of piercing damage. Ha ha! Have at!
I roll my eyes at him.
Breda leaps down. And she's gonna do a dive by attack on you, Ratvane.
Huh.
So AC 7.
So hypothetically, if I hadn't used my bonus action, would I get an opportunity attack if someone does that?
Not with this, but you would if somebody did. This is a special ability she has.
Gotcha.
Doesn't provoke.
Just curious.
Tully.
Yeah. Okay. So I can move both myself and Iron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Iron can attack and on my bonus action.
With one of your attacks.
With one of my attacks, not my bonus action. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I think I'll move Iron to 3, 4, 5, 6
mm-hmm.
near him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll move myself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Okay.
Yeah.
Equidistant. Mm-hmm. And first attack, I'll throw a longbow at...
Mm-hmm.
Is it the person?
The green one's her.
The green one is
next.
Her.
Oh, this
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, not this one. This one. Anyway. 2 plus whatever.
That misses.
Okay.
Do you want your dog to attack?
Yeah.
Have her roll the deck.
Can I give you a luck point?
No.
Mm-hmm. Only for yourself.
Okay. So.
Do you have inspiration? You can also use your inspiration if you want to.
That's okay. So
you don't have inspiration anyway.
I don't think I do.
Your box isn't checked.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know where it is. There it is. I haven't. Okay, so I'll let my dog die.
Mm-hmm.
16 plus. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you don't have the card I gave you?
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. You gave me something. I don't have it.
Okay.
What?
I made him a card for his dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll say that hits.
Okay.
What
do I. D8, D2? D6?
Let me pull up the damage.
Alright.
That does... 2D4
plus 2. 2D4 plus 2. Okay, that's not it. I need to get my D4, so I'm sorry.
Sorry. Oh, and actually, it's not 2d4 plus 2. What's your proficiency bonus? I think it's plus 3?
Yeah, it's plus 3.
So it's 2d4 plus 5.
Okay, 2d4 plus 5?
Mm-hmm.
That's 1 plus 3, 4 plus 5.
So 9 points,
mm-hmm.
And then the guy has to roll a strength saving throw or be tripped. So your dog trips automatically. He succeeds, so...
Okay.
Does the hunter's mark affect the dog?
No.
Okay.
So I have a bonus action as well, right?
Yes.
What can I do with my bonus action? Let me check. Can I do an attack or...
Yes, you can make a you can make a attack with your offhand weapon. But you're using your bow, so.
Okay, so there's nobody nearby?
Nope.
You can I do a healing?
You could do a healing spirit, yep.
I'll do a healing spirit. On to Rotwe- or no. It's within the region, right?
It's the range is yeah within 60 feet, so yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
How many targets?
So pretty much what it does is it creates a spirit in a space.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime somebody moves into that space, he can let them heal a d6 hit points. No action required.
Perfect.
So
I'll do it here.
So is it in her space first? So you pretty much create like a little spirit on the field.
Right.
With that.
Yeah. So use that as a marker.
So put this.
Okay.
And I'm assuming you want it in Margaret's square?
Yeah, because she's
the one.
She's
the one who's hurting.
She's the one who's most hurt.
She's the small one over there.
Right, okay. Yeah.
No, other side.
This
the tiniest
small,
one.
Tiny
this
brown
you.
Right there. No.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
It. Yeah.
So you want to put it in her square?
Yeah.
All right. So roll a d6, Margaret, and add it to your.
Two.
So you get 2 hit points back.
This is no extra action for me for the next whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
And if you start your turn there or move to that square, you get a d6.
Also, I think I was in the next square over.
Okay.
I don't know that how much it matters, but it might.
Okay. Right. Brona's turn, then Panic, you're next. Tell, you look up, and you see a bubble of acid coming towards you. Make me a dexterity saving throw.
Is that a d20?
Yes.
Looks like a 7 to me.
Okay. Then add your...
Plus 4. 11.
All right, so you're going to take the damage. You take 8 points of acid damage.
Okay.
And then she's going to scurry... Panic, you're up.
Alright, I am...
Next will be Broguy, Margaret, and Mara.
Is one of these Broguy?
Yeah, Broguy is the one closer to you.
Okay, I am targeting Broguy for a Crown of Madness.
Ooh!
So he needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
I don't know if his nickname of Meathead gave it away, but he's not good at those.
That's what I figured.
4.
Yeah, he fails. So this goes for a minute, as long as my action is to continue taking it for him.
Mm-hmm.
But his next turn, he has to attack someone, and I'm going to have him attack the lady he is next
Nice.
To.
Nice.
So that is my action and my movement. I'm just gonna kind of let go slur, I don't know, somewhere around.
Okay. Great.
When is the end of the turn? Who's the last person?
Malia.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out when the next layer effect's going to pop up.
A
few to go.
Broguy's turn. He turns and he says, don't hate me, Malia. A bird told me to do this. That d20's gone forever. He makes 2 attacks with his sword. Malia... 13. One of them is a hit, so he deals her 9 points of damage.
She's got to be hurt.
She is bloodied. And she screams at him. She says, "You fucking idiot! Concentrate!" Margaret.
This is probably a dumb question. Can I use Second Wind in combat?
Yes, that's what it's meant for.
It just means I have to have a short rest before I can use it again.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a d10
plus
5. 13.
Nice.
Okay.
So you use your bonus action, catch your breath for a sec.
Shake it up.
Then what do you do?
Hang on, I feel like there's something else with that.
As a fighter, you also have Action Surge.
When you use your second wind feature, you can choose up to three allies that can see or hear you to regain 5 hit points.
Ooh,
wow.
Within 60 feet. So who's within 60 feet of me and hurting?
I took 10 points.
Yeah, I took 10 points.
Not 10 points. Yeah, Tell's hurt. So. Rotvane's hurt. Tell and Rotvane, and that's about it.
All right, y'all, you guys get 5 hit points.
Thank you.
Is that perfect? Thank you. How do I move? Oh, okay, heal.
Yep.
The five. And then I can still stab once more, right?
Nice.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm still riding the bro guy train. I'm going to stab. Maybe I'll stab him, maybe. 11?
Missed. Does the Crown of Madness give him any disadvantages or anything like that?
Let me see. It does not. He is able to make a wisdom saving throw at the end of his turn to make sure, or the end of its turn to see if he can break it, but it doesn't have any advantage.
You get a total of a 10, which I think is less than.
Yeah, it's 14, so. Nope.
Alright, so, cool. Alright, so he's, that misses, unfortunately. And you have an action surge, do you want to use it? Lets you take another action once per combat, basically.
Oh. Okay.
Might as well.
Yeah, I'm going to try and stab him again.
Okay.
What the fuck am I doing? A 17?
That'll hit.
Okay. And I need a d6. 3 points of damage.
Hey, three more than he doesn't have.
Three plus something, right?
I rolled a one. And added
I got
two.
You. I got you.
All right. Puts up Malia. She says, well, this got off to a bad start.
Oh, real quick, you should also move.
Oh, yeah, you have to move. Oh, but you're going to take a hit if you do.
Not
you can circle him.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you're in the yellow thing, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and you started your turn there, so you get another d6 back.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
That's every turn.
Throw a d6.
Nice.
Anytime you move through that square.
Roll a d6.
Yeah, a d6.
Well, 6.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
I'm only down 5 hit points.
And that only works for allies, so bad people can't take advantage.
Good.
So one of us could go in there and get the benefit, right? Or can I move it?
You can move it on your turn.
On my turn. Okay. In the meantime, if somebody gets in there. Okay.
All right. Malia takes her second win. Gets back some hit points. No, not minus. And she is well and truly fucked.
Where is she?
She's in the center of a bunch of people that hate her.
In the middle of bullshit. Yeah.
She's gonna disengage. Yeah, she gonna run.
All right, let's do this, baby cat.
All right. Top of the round. A line of frost billows through this row.
Uh-oh.
There's more of us than them.
Everybody in there takes 6 points of cold damage, so that's... 6 points to your pup.
I don't even know how much hit points my pup has.
I'll keep track of it.
Okay.
Your
6 points to Tell.
No.
Points to Margaret.
And the dude.
Oh, is that not me?
Yeah, you don't get hit in that. And 6 points to bro guy.
Okay, so I get 6 points, right?
Take 6 points.
Yeah.
And no Akra?
Nope, Akra, you are just outside of it.
Oh, cool.
Poop. Sorry, guys, I forgot about Bardic Inspiration, but that's okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And the crowd cheers as the ice comes and shoots up. People don't show Akra, then Viku, then Rotvane.
Okay. Who's that person that's in front of me?
Bro guy.
And he's pretty hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably just want to finish him, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to take my vicious short sword. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do kind of
I mean, as I am the consummate performer, I need to make it interesting.
And don't forget to move.
Yeah, so I'm gonna jump up into the air, and I think she'll just do like a fancy little flippity-doo, and then she'll land on the other side and be like, stabby, stabby. So, roll.
Yep. D20.
15, would that be acrobatics, or would that be...
That'd be a vicious sword sword attack, so plus 6.
Yeah. So 15 plus 6 would be 21.
Alright, that'll hit.
Okay.
The crowd goes fucking wild. Roll me a d6 and add 3.
Okay. 9.
Alright. You deal him 9 points of damage. He's still up.
How is he still up? How many more points does he have?
Not a lot.
Oh.
So now you can either take an unarmed strike as a bonus action if you want, or you can use a key point to do flurry of blows and take 2 attacks.
Fuck him up.
I'll probably do the flurry of blows.
Okay. So roll me 2 more attacks. These are both with plus 6.
Seven plus 6.
13 will miss.
Okay. 8 plus 6.
14 will also miss.
Alright. Oh.
Puts up Deku.
So how does my 2 attacks work with using an item?
What you mean?
I have a Ring of the Ram. So can I only attack twice if I attack the first time?
Correct. Using the Ring of the Ram is a whole other action, so...
So if I want 2 attacks, I have to attack both times.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wait a minute. I forgot about this.
5 feet away from you.
I have a fighting style with archery, which means I get plus 2 bonus to attack rolls when I make use ranged weapons. Okay, next time I'll remember
that.
Okay. I'm going to attack with my short sword.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Nat 20. That's the guy with the ram horns.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2d6 plus 6 or plus 3?
Plus 3.
Okay. Oh, 9. A 12.
All right, he's barely hanging on here.
Yeah. Then, because that worked so well, I'm going to do it again. Nice. And it's a modified 20.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So, that's 4 points.
Still up.
And then, I can't use Radiant Sunbolt as a bonus action, right?
Right, you have to use an unarmed attack for your...
Yeah, okay. So I will use... Sorry. Flurry of Blows. So okay. I'll spend a key point. Flipping back and forth on the little pages is a little dumb for the monk. Damn it. So, Flurry... Motherfucker, this is dumb. This is a frustrating way to use things. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can use this attack as any of the attacks using the extra attack feature. Oh, no, that's not your bonus attack. Okay, sorry.
So, first one, 16.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Squishy wizard.
1d6. God damn it. So, 4 points. And the second attack, 17 plus 6, a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck you. 6 points of damage.
He out.
Nice.
Nice.
So, you knock him and he falls to the ground.
Somebody push him over. Ravi, push him over.
Sorry. This guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's right. Dead. And then I will move up next to the wizard guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I will use another key point. Can I use multiple key points?
You can.
To take...
Patient defense.
The way you said that, should I not?
No, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take patient defense. And just FYI, I have the feat Sentinel. So, Sentinel attack... When a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against a target other than you, I can use my reaction to make a melee weapon attack against that creature.
And I'm sorry, patient defense is a bonus action, so you've already used your bonus action for flurry. So.
Oh, so I can't do that?
But you can still use your sentinel stuff.
Okay.
All right, puts up Rotvane.
Okay. I howl loudly and sprint and leap at the wizard and attack the shit out of her.
Which one?
That way.
This way?
No, towards the back.
Towards the...
Where
I'm assuming
that,
that the bro guy, guy can't attack me because he's focused.
He can totally attack you.
Okay.
He's going to.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
He misses. Anticlimactic.
So, 15 plus 8, 23.
He can just go diagonal. 23 will hit.
That's a D8. Nice. 10.
Okay.
26.
That'll hit.
12 damage. And third attack.
Had to stop.
It's still 14, but I don't know. Is 14 hit?
No.
Too squishy wizard, down. Not quite that squishy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I guess I wasted Bro Dude's bonus action, at least.
Yeah, his reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He can't take any more attack opportunity. So. Puts up Wilco. He moves forward on the platform, just to the edge there. And he uses Archer's Eye. And he's going to make two longbow attacks against...
Gerbersha.
Against Panic. Hit. And 11 misses. So so one hit. Panic, you take 15 points of damage.
God damn.
Where are you again?
She's over there.
Yeah?
No, she's the chrome one.
The
chrome.
The middle one. All right, a large turn. He... fails a death save. He doesn't move on his turn, so a gust of a lightning shoots up through him. And the rodeo clowns come out and take him off the field. So
nice. Ruby, you want to remove him? Yeah, remove him from the field.
31 minus 50. Why isn't this doing it automatically? I want to hate. I hate.
You put the number in, and then you hit damage.
I did. Yeah, or did something. No, maybe it didn't. I don't know.
All right. Puts up the Eric Kokra.
That's what I thought I did.
And she's going to fire her bow at Panic also. She's like, pick off their crunchies.
What's a crunchy?
You and Jason?
For another 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Panic.
Are you not talking about the...
No, the ones that are easy to kill. The clothies.
Oh, you said crunchies. I was like, what?
Maybe the clothies. All right, Tell, you're up.
Okay. So can I move this?
Yes.
And if I move it to the Kinku boy, would it heal her now or...
On the start of her turn.
What are you doing? What is this?
Yeah.
Hit the... just the damage.
She's the most damaged of her lot, right? Yeah.
Yes, by
okay.
There we
so,
go.
And this is not an extraction for me?
It takes a bonus action. You move it up to 30 feet.
Minus 15, okay. And then minus 6. So that's minus 21, right?
Okay, first things first, I'll move myself.
Also, you can just click on the damage itself and just change it to whatever you want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was doing that.
And then I'll move my dog.
When it mounted over one of the other buttons, it came back to full.
Mm. Okay. And now I'll use the longbow against this guy.
Okay. One attack.
And that's... And because it's a ranged weapon, supposedly I have... What the heck is that? I have a ranger archetype, beatmaster. No, that's not it. There was a something about archery. Yeah, I have a fighting style. I get a plus 2 bonus to attack rolls I make with ranged weapons.
Okay.
So one of my attacks, I'm going to attack this guy.
Okay.
And that's... 7 plus I don't know what.
Loudness.
Okay. Plus whatever. Okay, so I will use the second attack to for my dog to attack the guy.
Okay.
And is that a d20 as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 16.
That'll hit.
Okay.
So 2d4 plus 7. Or 5.
2d4 plus 5. 2d4 plus 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ah, 2 plus 5.
So 7 points of damage to her.
This guy? Okay.
And she's going to roll a saving throw, which she fails, so she's tripped.
Perfect.
So she falls.
Alright, good. And I have one bonus action, right?
Yes.
I will move this to the King Cougar, where okay. she is. Okay. Yeah. Well, next turn.
Alright, so she'll use her movement, half her movement to get up. And she's going to move here so she doesn't trigger the wards. That will provoke from your dog, if you want your dog to take an opportunity attack.
What's the disadvantage?
You only get one opportunity attack per turn.
I'll take it.
For the dog, anyway.
Okay.
So roll a d20.
Okay. And on this one. This one's not good. That is terrible.
Yeah, no, dog misses. All right, okay. She's back. She is going to use her glaive on... man, she's feel like she's stuck between a rock and a hard place. She's going to use her glaive twice on Rotvein. AC 27.
Hit.
I'm sorry, AC 21, rather. And AC 11.
Miss.
Yes. So, Rotvein, you take 5 points of slashing damage. That's halved.
Yeah.
So, 2. She sees that's not very effective, so she's not going to attack you again. Rona, puts you up. Or panic, sorry.
Okay, I was like, what?
Oh, you get a d6 plus, right?
So, you're
right.
Oh.
Roll a d6. Mm-hmm. 4.
Okay, so you get 4. 4. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since my Crown of Madness, he has to do a melee attack with someone near him, and he's not near one of the people he can attack, I'm going to drop that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I am going to do, I think I'm going to do Dissonant Whispers
okay.
on Chiclet in front of me.
Nice. So she rolls a wisdom save?
Yes.
She got a 7 total.
Okay.
Or 9.
She fails.
Okay.
So we are doing.
Is that a frightened ability?
Yeah, she has to move away from me.
Alright, she has advantage on it. So she'll roll again, she rolled worse, so yeah.
So let's see, what level was I casting? I was casting it at 2nd level, mm-hmm. so that is 4d6.
Okay. Roll damage.
4, 6. Do I do a modifier or anything?
Nope, just 46.
46. Okay, so 6, which is sad.
Ouch.
And pathetic.
A four, yeah, that's out. That is out.
Stupid.
2 ones, 2 twos.
Yeah. But she has to run away from me.
All right, so she moves. If you just move her 6 squares straight towards you, straight towards Sarah the person. Okay. Puts up Bro Guy. Bro Guy is standing next to.
Oh, wait, sorry. I have a bonus action. I'm going to do Bardic Inspiration.
Nice.
So, who needs inspiration right now? I will give it to Rotvein,
okay.
I guess. Rotvein.
What do you say?
No. An inspiration gives you an extra die that you can add to a roll.
Yeah.
I am going to sing, we will, Rotvein! I love it!
Alright, you have inspiration, awesome. Rotvein.
Yes, and I will also basically just be like, leave so I can come back into the same square and get another deer, or go through it again to get another.
Well, you can only get it once per turn, so.
Yeah, but on my next turn, I'll be able to get it. Okay. So.
Is that a d4 or d6 inspiration?
It is.
Alright, Bro Guy is going to attack.
1d8.
Acro.
one ability check, attack roll,
right.
Or
he doesn't have to move. Nice. AC 14 misses. Mm-hmm. AC 22 doesn't.
Ugh.
And so he's gonna circle. He'll just move him. Kind of circles around you.
This,
yeah,
this guy?
Yeah, just to the other side of her, like
yeah.
That way. Like all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. He's like, I can't do a flip, but I can definitely hit you with my sword. he deals you 8 points of damage.
Did that provoke from Alicia?
No, she was a square away. Yeah. It puts up Margaret.
I'm still trying to take down Bro Guy.
Mm-hmm. So you rush at him?
Yep.
All right, or if you'll move her up, too.
Yeah.
I need to use luck point and re-roll that.
Mm-hmm.
That's better.
That's better.
It's over 20.
Yeah, that'll definitely.
Yeah. And I have to roll both my stabbies, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's see. The second one hit 15.
That will just miss.
Okay. 8 points.
He falls over.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to fight. You want to fight?
The crowd cheers.
Fight you.
Malia's turn. She says, we are not doing well today. and she is just going to charge the bird. So if you just move her straight up, she runs forward.
Is this or this guy?
She's the one on the ground, yep.
This one. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
AC 17?
Hits.
Okay. She's going to deal you 8 points of slashing damage.
Cool.
And then her second attack. AC
23? Hits.
For 9 points.
Okay, I'm unconscious.
Alright, so if you'll set her on her side.
Ooh. But she can get that
yeah.
Next and you're done. Okay, you can get a few points back.
Akra, you're up.
Okay.
Followed by DQ and Rathay.
So I've just got the two people. So are they? Is that guy done or like what do we?
Yeah, he's out.
He's out.
Well, he could
but
come back if
out.
Someone heals him.
Yeah,
yeah,
somebody heals him.
So can we get him off the board yet, or?
He has 3 opportunities to have people.
Now, you could. There's nothing in the rules that says you can't pick him up and throw him outside the boundary.
That's true. You could do that.
How big is he? Is that something?
you can pick him up.
Just pick him up and cart him off the field of battle, like throw him over the line, be like, you're done. We don't need to wait 3 turns to see if you heal.
What do you do?
Yeah, I think I want to pick him up and, like, kind of spin him around.
Okay.
And do kind of, like, what is it called? Not, yeah, shot put.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but just,
hammer
like,
throw.
By holding on
mm-hmm.
to his, like, arm and leg.
Yeah.
And just go around, like, twice and then throw him out.
All right, so, yeah, I'd say that's cool. So you have to move her just so that she doesn't take the...
But I have to roll for it, right?
No.
No? You I can just do it?
You're just throwing him out. You're throwing an unconscious person out of bounds. It's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically a barrel.
And is that the only action I get?
That is your standard action, so you can still do a bonus action.
Okay. So I could move somewhere and get somebody, or...
you moved a little bit, but yeah, you can move a little bit more.
Let's see. My... dart is a range of 20.
Mm-hmm.
So... Each one of these is 5?
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. Can I get there?
Yeah.
And then I'll shoot a dart
mm-hmm.
at that person.
Yep. There's a bonus action?
Yeah.
Range of 20.
Ten plus...
Oh, your bonus action can only be unarmed strikes.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I mean, your unarmed strike's probably better than your dart.
Well, she doesn't. There's no video.
She can't reach.
Oh, I can't reach anyone. My bad. What if you try and jump and hit their feet on the platform?
Can I yell something?
Yeah.
That hurts her. Who is it?
Malia.
And what's her story?
She's a knight. She's a purple knight.
So be careful what you say.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be that careful.
Let me think. Sorry, what's the thing about purple knights?
They're really strong fighters.
They're just fighters.
I don't remember. Okay. I was drunk when I joined.
I like that as a cover story.
Anything, I don't know. I was drunk.
I was drunk when it happened.
I was so high. And then I'm like, a knight? I don't know how that happened.
So I'm just going to yell from where I am. Just be like, hey, you, purple knight, where did you learn how to fight? Prep school? Or something.
All right, DQ. All
right. Did that guy ever attack anybody?
Which guy?
The guy I'm standing next to.
This? He hurt my dog.
Oh, she put through attacks at Rotfade. Yeah.
I missed that.
It didn't do much.
She missed both times.
Oh, so...
I think you can still get your...
I was gonna say, I must have been in the bathroom. So, Sentinel attack. There are 13 combatants. It's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
That's fair. So can I go ahead and make my Sentinel attack?
Sure.
For that? Yeah. Oh, well, see, it misses anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. She's looking real hurt.
Short sword. Yeah. 25.
That'll hit.
Short sword. It's 1d6. Fuck it. Fuck everything. 4 points.
That's enough.
Alright.
She goes, what to do?
And then...
You hear Braid up from our platform just say, fuck!
And then... So my extra attack has to be attack. It can't be the Ring of the Ram.
Correct. It takes an action to... full action to activate the Ring of the Ram.
So all I can do at this point is 2 more attacks. I can't do anything else other than move. Right?
Right.
I mean, if you could hit the person who's down hard enough that that negates their death save, then they get immediately off and don't get...
Yeah, I mean, you could throw them out of...
No, like, I already used my action.
Oh, I got you.
I can't do anything else.
But you could do more attacks against the prone person, which would likely hit them, then they would be immediately kicked out of combatant.
But I can also attack the person who's standing over you right now.
You can use the ring as an attack. It seems like an attack.
It is an attack, right?
Okay. Yeah, it says it takes an action, but...
I mean, that person's probably going to stay down. That was their last boom mage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got... What is this person down here?
That's the knight. You have the knight.
And then two archers.
Yeah, and the ranged fighters, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Move me 40 towards the knight. So 8 squares.
You hit my bird.
Okay.
And then I will use Radiant Sunbolt. Sure. Oh, wait. I can't use Radiant Sunbolt as a flurry of blows.
Right.
Right, but you can as your second attack.
But I can only use it once, and then I can't use my bonus attack for anything.
No, monks are complicated.
Yeah.
That's why I just smash everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll do Radiant Sunbolt and then fail. 13 to hit.
I'm sorry, I keep fucking this up. You can use Radiant Sunbolt in place of a Flurry of Blows, it says.
You told me specifically that I couldn't do that last session.
I'm sorry, monks are confusing to me.
Okay, so I can do that.
Yes.
Okay, so 13.
Mm-hmm.
Does that hit?
13 does not hit.
No. Okay, and then... Okay, that might hit. So that's my last key point. Because that's what I'm using for Radiant Sunbolt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So this one is a 16 plus 6, so that hits.
That hits.
This is Radiant damage. Mm-hmm. So that's probably fucking one again. No, it's not. So 7 points of damage.
There's something in there still.
Yeah.
And that's it, I think. can't move anymore.
Spider foot. All right. I have a splinter in my toe, and I haven't been able to get it out, and he's claiming it's a spider that's left
that
its
is
body
a
parts.
That's so rude.
A lot.
Don't
spiders are evil.
Rot vein.
Okay.
Wilco.
I am mad about my bird, so I'm going to rush the knight.
Okay.
I have a movement of 40. Can I get there with that?
I don't think so.
Movement
8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Then I will use my bonus action to get there.
Okay.
And basically stand on the spot where the die is.
All right, so get a d6 back.
I thought that was the beginning of the turn.
So
if you, whatever you,
when you enter
you start
it
or if you enter it.
Okay, so you want to go here?
Yep. He's in panic space.
Here?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And I believe that's all I can do, right? Action, bonus action.
You moved, and then you bonus action. You still have your attacks left.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm going to fuck her up.
Mm-hmm. You see, as she sees you run towards her, she sort of like puts her foot back and kind of braces it for a little bit.
17.
Miss.
Ooh. Oh, I'll use my...
17 is a miss?
Mm-hmm. She's a fucking knight.
So that's 19.
That hits. She's a tank. That's what she does.
8 plus 5, so 13.
She's hanging on by a thread.
6 plus 8 is 14, so no.
Okay. Alright, good use of inspiration. Puts up the archer. He's not liking their odds. Thalia, you're getting two attacks.
Okay.
Oh, one thing. So, could I not take the health, and then that would revive her?
No, she'll get it on her turn.
I'll get it no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you
okay.
Can,
I thought it would just go to one.
No.
Gotcha. Cool.
It's a very powerful spell.
Yeah.
He rolled a 2 and a 5. So. Alard is off.
DM rolls bad.
Mm-hmm.
Breda is going to swoop down at Deku using her dive by attack.
Do I get a reaction for that?
No, that's her. It's
a
special
attack. Oh,
that's
the thing.
And then she goes to the
she
other
swoops.
Platform.
Yeah, she just swoops.
Swoops. That is AC 22.
Yeah. Yeah, that hits. 22, good Christ.
For 5 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
She literally claws at you with her talons.
Can I treat her like a missile? Serious question, actually. Can I treat her like a missile? You said 5 points of damage, right? I know that it's not going to work, but god damn it, I want to try and catch her.
Fuck it. Yeah. I think it'd be really cool.
So, okay, wait. So, now what happens when I do this? What do I roll to... how do I reduce... Oh, no!
I roll a d10 plus...
3 plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a ranged weapon attack. Can I really do this?
No.
No? Okay. It sounds funny, but...
Right.
I can't do that. Because
right.
She's a person.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to try.
Right. That was your turn. It's up till.
It's me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This guy is not, my dog is not in range of anyone, right? It can only do 6 squares, I think.
Unless the dog can drag that guy off.
Oh, can it put it in the jaws and try to drag him?
Well,
her?
Then push him out so
yeah.
The dog doesn't. Well, I guess the dog could go out too.
I don't want to. Like,
Let me think about that for a second.
Or the dog could attack the person, thereby doing a death save.
Hmm.
I don't know if his attacks count as yours, though.
Yeah, I would say your dog could, if you spend the action, your dog could roll her out.
Okay, I'll try and do that then.
Okay.
Rolly.
All right.
She's
Good dog. Okay. I'll also move.
Rolly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right in the middle. And I'll attack. That guy.
That's her.
Oh, sorry.
The archer.
These two are the only
ones.
These
are the only ones left.
And then this knight on the battlefield.
Yeah, the very bottom.
This guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, anyone who's not seen it at all.
Actually, I'll attack this guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't think that one's taken any damage at all.
Okay. So I'll do a D20, I guess. Mm-hmm. And because it's a ranged attack, I get something.
And, that, and that's actually factored into that plus 9 there. So.
Okay.
Chris, right. What do you have me for hit points?
I have DQ, I do at 31.
There's no way.
That's your max, isn't it?
36 is my max, but I took 9 at the very beginning.
You got a 6 back at some point.
Mm-hmm. And then I took another... I don't... That's not at all what I'm at. No. I think I... I'm pretty sure I'm at 22.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Alright, so I'm going to... 13 plus whatever. 9, you said?
Yeah.
So I'm going to attack.
That'll hit?
Okay.
Roll back.
What do I get? Action. As my action. It's 1d8 plus 4. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a 38. 4 plus 4.
Okay, 8 points.
Okay, I still have a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Who's hurt amongst us?
I'm still at 0.
Can I touch her with the healing hands or something? Cure wounds, is it called?
I believe that takes an actual action.
Oh, okay. So I cannot do that. What could I do?
You could transfer your hunter's mark to somebody.
Oh.
That's still up.
I can transfer it to her?
Oh, no, your hunter's mark dropped when you put the healing spirit up. Sorry.
Okay. Never mind then. I don't know if I can do anything. Can I move my dog back as a bonus action?
No, that's...
Okay.
That's
still counts as an action.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
right.
Thank you. Alright. She's out. Panic. Roll a d6.
I have 2 points!
You're back.
Hooray!
At 2.
Yay.
And you're prone, so you spend, it takes half your move to get up.
Okay.
And you also need to get out of Broadway Square.
I will basically run through it to get another one, or can I not? Because I already got
you
it.
You already got it once. You're going to get
it. Okay. Then I will... can I disengage as a movement? Or is that
an
action?
That'd be your action, yeah.
Okay, so I will circle around so that I don't lose that. And I will cast Cloud of Daggers on her area, exactly. yeah. So she's in a 5-foot cube of daggers for a minute.
All right. So yeah, just all these spectral daggers appear in the air, spinning around.
Do they do actual damage?
They do.
44.
In fact.
Wow.
All right. And so if you just mark on the
that is 9 plus 12.
Yeah, she dead. I mean, knocked out. And the daggers stay there for up to a minute.
Yeah, so don't
That's
go in that square, everybody.
Yeah, our healing square.
It's next to you.
It's adjacent
to
it.
It's adjacent.
Don't make
one square heals you up, one square hurts you.
Just leap, put a toe in there.
All right, Margaret, you're up.
I want to move. I can move diagonally across the square. Okay. I want to move two closer to that guy and then turn and shoot this lady.
Nice. Alright, roll me an attack. A longbow attack. See, so, what is
this? Oh, that I'm going to use my last luck point and reroll that.
Nice.
Oh, sorry. Bonus actions. I keep forgetting. I'm going to Bardic Inspiration. Well, who has long range attacks? It's you and you. Alright, fine. I'll give it to you.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means you can add a d8 to one roll.
After you figure out if it hits or not.
Oh, well.
11.
You just 15. Not use your luck point. Take your luck point back and use the Bardic Inspiration. What is the Bardic Inspiration? How many is that?
D8. 1d8.
And what did you roll the first time?
After a re-roll, I rolled 11. That's the higher.
So then you would keep your luck point because you're using the reroll.
Yes.
No. You do use
it. No, this is what I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What'd you roll the first time?
Why are you telling me to keep my luck point?
Because I thought that you, the first time you could add the bardic inspiration, since she... What did you roll the first time?
I don't know. It was lower than 11.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That'll hit.
Oh.
You don't even need to spend the bardic inspiration. It'll hit.
Cool.
She has a low AC.
Fucking thing.
The better to fly with.
Five.
All right, she's looking pretty hurt.
Any damage is better than no damage.
Yeah. Who are you hitting again?
This person.
The leader.
Okay.
I don't think I have enough to get up the ladder and whatnot, so I'm moving towards that person and then stopping to shoot this person.
All right, then you can finish your move. You can move, attack, then move.
Oh, well, how much further can I go? I have 25, and I've moved...
Three more squares.
So if we line this up properly... 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so you can get to the top of the ladder next round. Akra.
So I can move 40 feet at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm gonna jump up here and use my...
Oh, your...
My vicious short sword.
Are you using a key point to do Step of the Wind? To jump up there, or are you just
going to... Can I use that as just my action?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1,
as
2,
like my movement?
3, 4. Just 8. You can go 40. Yeah, you would be able to get, like, to the platform.
Can you put Margaret back on her feet, please?
No. Margaret's dead forever.
Alright, so you run up there.
Oh, that's not close enough to do the sword, though. I was thinking I could jump up there, but is that not possible?
Let's see what your jump distance is.
That's a 20-foot vert. That's,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Jump distance, if you use a key point, is 40 feet.
Oh, I guess I'll just use a key point.
Wait, isn't it, Chris?
High jump is... You can leap into the air a number of feet equal to 3 plus your strength modifier.
Oh, wait, is that, and that's without using a key point?
That's without using a key point.
So 3 times your strength modifier?
3 plus your strength modifier.
Oh, so isn't that
plus
just
4?
4.
So it's just...
So you could jump 4 feet with a key point, you could jump 8 feet.
I mean, that's still, 8 feet would get you close enough to hit the person, I think, right? Like, if you jumped 8 feet up into
well,
the...
think about it.
No,
that would
no.
be like jumping up
you
to
could
the ceiling height.
Yeah, but in the, like...
Or I guess I'll just
yeah,
use
I know,
the
like
40
monk,
feet.
Think.
And...
I don't know.
What's that?
You gotta
Should
use
I just use
point.
A dart?
Yeah. You can use a dart, or you could use a bonus action to do Step of the Wind and then move as a bonus action.
I
so.
Guess I'll do the...
It's up to you.
So, I can do Step of the Wind and then use my sword?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll do that.
So, you step.
So that's a key point.
Yep. So, you get to move...
up to them.
Yep.
Yarr.
And then I will attack.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you just knock them off the thing? The fall will do some damage,
right? Oh, yeah, the fall will definitely do some damage.
Remember, these guys had, like, the bookies bet on them. So there's a lot of people in that crowd. They're going to lose some money.
There wasn't that big of a difference.
So is it 14 plus 6?
With your sword?
Yeah. So 20.
That'll hit.
Okay. And then the damage is 1d6 plus 3.
Good next to my desk.
Yes.
4.
Okay. It's the first time he's been damaged.
Which one?
Welka, the archer.
So far.
Did you want to make a second attack?
Yeah. Can I kick him off the platform?
Yes!
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Roll your...
He's his Sparta!
Roll an athletics check.
Okay. 13.
That's just enough. He fails. Yeah, you beat his dexterity.
Boom.
Alright, he doesn't.
I feel like he went a little bit further than straight down.
Yeah, he would.
Maybe more.
Well, he was pushed.
He
was kicked.
So. Alright, he takes 19 points of damage from that.
Damn!
Nice.
That was way better than any attack
I've
ever
long
make, I feel like.
Yeah.
You kicked him out 20 feet, kind of, and he fell in a prone position, and he just thump and you hear kind of a crack and just like, ah! Puts up DQ.
Alright.
You have a groaning halfling on the ground and then the Arakocra up in the other flank.
And unfortunately...
And the prone knight. No, she's out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, I have used... Right? Is she... No, she's just unconscious.
She still hasn't lost her death save yet. But.
Oh, so she's still in the field, yeah. So I've used all my key points, so I cannot get up there and do anything.
Do you have any ranged attacks?
I have dart.
You can still blast useless.
Oh, I can radiant, that's right.
You can Hadouken him.
Hadouken! I don't know what that means.
Street fighter fireball.
Okay. So I will. So I can use 3 radiant attacks, right? We determined that. Attack, extra attack, and bonus action. Oh, but I don't have a key point, so I can't use it at all.
Yeah, the 2 tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can. Yeah.
Definitely need to telecommute tomorrow.
I'm not working tomorrow because I worked yesterday and today.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I'm sorry.
You can do.
Can I not use my extra attack since I can use my extra attack still. I can attack twice.
Yeah, you still get your 2 attacks and then your 1 unarmed attack. Yeah.
But I can't do anything with an unarmed attack, so it doesn't. Okay. So 17 plus 6 that hits.
Yep.
6 points.
Okay.
Nope, miss. And I'll move 5 feet. One way or the other.
Oh shit, if she's still on the cube with the daggers, she's still getting 0.44 damage every turn she takes.
That is true.
Damn, shit.
Could you just move me 1 so I don't get attacked?
Oh yeah, we did. This? Get
green.
She actually,
green.
Nah.
Yeah, there you go.
Rolled
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, between that and the daggers, the radio clowns take her off the board.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, lady.
By the way, as you look over on the sidelines, Allard and Brona have been healed and are sitting there with like a mug of coffee watching and cheering on their compadres. They don't look too happy about things.
By the way, I love that the dog is just appears to be like just staring off into space. completely doing his own thing.
Rutman.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to activate my boots and jump up to that platform.
Nice.
Oh, you're going WWE on this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or
F.
You have to entertain the crowds as well, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So that uses an action. Shout at the end. Yeah. What does that leave me with? That's action and movement, I guess.
Let me look. Oh, it's a levitate spell. Okay.
Under bonus action, I still have my third attack from dual wielding, but I don't know if I can use that.
You can use that if you take the attack.
Right, okay. So I'll just get up on the platform and mug for the crowd.
Yeah.
Like,
the crowd being completely surprised that you could fly just fucking goes bonkers.
Put me up there. Next to her.
Click your boots. Yeah. And then just slowly levitate up with your arms in the air, loving.
I am not entertained!
Wilco pulls himself up, cracks his neck.
Aww.
And lobs 2 arrows at Rotvane.
At Rotvane? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that with disadvantage? Because he's so far away?
No, he is at 60 foot range of
him.
AC 20 and AC 19.
Both hit.
Alright.
That's okay.
So, 2d8 plus a d10. Plus 8. You take 28 points of piercing damage.
Damn!
Cut in half.
So 14. Ooh.
And I turn and look at him, maybe one of those.
And he's gonna move 3 feet back away from you.
This guy?
The little guy on the ground. No,
so he's still got 36
points.
Well, that's my back.
One of those. What is it? Breda looks at you, Rotvane, and she just says, "You're putting on a hell of a show." And then she's going to try to kick you off the platform. Roll me a... I'm assuming you wanted to contest this with your your strength.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not deal liking?
Mm-mm. Somebody want it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Is that a strength saving throw or just a...
I like it.
It's very sweet.
Strength check.
Yeah.
Let me check it out. I like the apricot in the middle. Yeah.
Is it marshmallow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I don't like marshmallow at all.
Same.
No. Mm. Marshmallow fluff is...
Well, it's more like meringue, but same.
Still. Yeah, that fluffy stuff.
Well, it's either a 20 or a 23.
Okay. It's athletics, so
okay.
You can use athletics for acrobatics.
Oh, that's plus 8. That's 23.
Natural 20.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That sucks.
though, let me
I float gently to the
ground. Let me check something.
Actually, I might just kind of float backwards from the platform.
The gentlest of thumps, creating an indentation on the ground.
Because the boots essentially are zero-G boots. Oh, like, I have to push off from things. I can't just, like, fly.
Yeah. Yeah, she kicks you, and the force obviously sends you down, but you don't take any damage, so you're on the ground.
You just come back down.
I'm going to laugh the whole way down.
That seems fair.
And she just yells that at you, "You're fucking infuriating!" That was going to be so cool.
That's true.
Tell, you're up.
Okay.
I just realized you haven't popped your wings at all yet.
I was about to say, time to sort of give you crowd a show.
Yeah, following Priya's advice and popping him at the dramatically appropriate moment. Yeah,
I feel like
I'm going to go
like an anime thing where you do like a spin and then.
I'm going to go, and one of my action items is going to be the radiant whatever. Flying thingamajig.
So you pop your wings out.
Yeah, and
so
I can go. I think 30 feet up. So
yep. So your eyeballs turn into like pure radiant energy that sort of split out the side of it as these spectral wings pop out of your back. The crowd just kind of woo.
Okay.
As you fly up.
Okay. And I can have one attack or spell deal 5 in additional damage to one target,
right? I mean,
right?
There are tons of
now that I'm in radiant mode.
That are free if you want to go get one.
Once per turn, you can have one attack
or
spell deal 5 in additional radiant damage to one target.
Yeah.
So my one attack... to this person. Can I kick them? Is that considered an attack?
I mean, you probably got better
you're
attacks,
a monk.
Right?
Well, it was
no,
an action to...
oh, that's right.
Yeah, but I have two actions, right?
No, you just have the one. So if you attack, you get two attacks. So you pop your wings and end up there. So that's
the wings are an action, not a bonus?
It takes an action.
Oh, that sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah...
Wait a minute. Don't I have
your
attacks
and well, the attacks...
It's the same as mine. You only get two attacks if you used your first one to attack.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a little confusing.
A little weird.
I would have attacked and then used the wings, I guess. Oh.
Well, if you attacked, the only other thing you could do is attack.
Yeah. The wings take a full action.
Mm.
Okay.
But the crowd goes fucking nuts for it, so...
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And if she moves away from you, you do get an attack on her, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me actually do the other.
Panic, you're up.
Careful, she's gonna try to kick you off.
Yeah.
And then you'll just.
I have wings.
So we have two people, basically.
And she looks at me and says, "Nice wings."
Thank you.
That's right.
You should get on that.
They're all
nice.
Yeah, we gotta work on our quipping.
Alright. I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers at this. Duder here for funsies at third level. So 5d6.
Let's see if he makes his wisdom save. Where is he at?
No one's ever liked you. Your mom wished you were a girl.
Oh!
You got an A.
Sorry, that's rough.
All right.
Well, the weird thing is, where did she hear that since she could only repeat this?
18. 19. 19 points of damage, and he has to run away from me.
God 19 damn it. 19 points.
Emotional damage.
Yeah, is he dead from that? That's a lot of fucking damage.
He runs 10 feet away from you and just collapses. Tears okay. in his eyes.
Spinoff sitcom, Kinku Therapist.
Look, I am singing it with only one person able to hear, so I could sing anything. Like, it's a psychic attack. Mm. It's not something that I have to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
But I also am going to move through the nice square again so that I can get some extra... thingies, so I got 4 more points.
Alright,
cool. They don't seem to be doing very good.
I'm sorry?
They don't seem to be doing very good.
Mm-hmm. Don't get cocky. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that little duder, though, because yeah, that basically nice. Saved that's my life. Beautiful.
How many...
Margaret.
Has the layer effect gone through again?
Yeah, it hasn't affected you guys yet. It's
okay.
Going off around
so
us.
So what happened with the guy who ran and fell over?
He's out.
He's out.
He's mm-hmm. out.
No.
Okay.
So this is the only
question,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I will shoot that person.
Okay.
Motherfuck.
Oh.
You probably want to get closer, don't you?
Well, that doesn't change the fact that I rolled a 3. I got a range of 150 on this longbow, so...
Yeah, you can hit her.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But not with a 7.
No. Re-roll. roll your second attack, if you'd like.
That's great.
I'm dying, Squirtle.
Yeah.
14. Okay, though, because they're
that'll
dying
hit.
Harder.
Okay.
8.
She says nice wings, and then an arrow punctures her in the side, and she falls off the platform. And the crowd goes wild.
You're gonna catch her?
If
that's
I can.
Adorable.
Yeah, no, you do. And the crowd goes wild. They cheer.
Wilder.
Throw her
that
out.
That was no, a point was all she needed.
No,
well, she hit
okay.
for a bunch.
Nice. Oh.
And yeah, the crowd goes nuts. There's a loud noise to indicate that the fight's over.
Yay.
A couple people run up and put Margaret up in the air.
Stumbleduck.
People are shouting Rotvane's name.
We got to start a chant for Glow or Glam. Glam.
Wham, bam, glam.
Thank you, ma'am.
And the fight's over.
Glam, thank you.
The bards come out and start playing music, and people. Start exiting for the exits.
I want some money on this, guys. Nice.
You did.
Yeah, so give yourself 62 gold pieces and 5 silver.
Nice.
That's on top of our earnings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, so I spent 25 on that, right? 25 gold?
Dissonant Whispers has really been working out well for me as a spell.
And then I get
don't
62 gold?
Whirlwind of
daggers. Is that how much you said?
62 includes the 25.
Cloud of dag.
I
also I
took
like
it out, so now 62.
I like
and what else?
And
5
silver.
5 silver.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All
right.
What is that?
If I hadn't gone down on that one, I was going to cast Hypnotic Pattern when the two were up here, which would have completely incapacitated them and they wouldn't be able to move at all, so that then we could just pick them up at our leisure.
So, Brenda and the rest of her team comes up to you guys after they get their heal on. You guys are all healed back up to full hit points by the clerics. And she extends a hand to whoever wants to shake it first.
Good game.
Yeah.
Good game.
I'll shake her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She says, well, you guys really put on a show, she says, kicked our asses. She says, I'm glad you didn't take me up on that bet. She says, where are you guys staying at?
The hammer broken? Broken hammer?
Broken hammer.
Oh, okay. She says, we're staying across the street at the Crossed Wands. She says, if you want a little after party.
Well, yeah. I think we were promised whiskey, so yeah.
Tonight we drink.
Let's do this.
All right, so Priya says, you guys head on back. I'll collect our door and catch up with you later. She says, all your drinks are on my tab tonight.
Nice.
That's a mistake.
I can exactly quote that so that it sounds like her. If there's any barkeep listening.
All right, so you guys head back. You
wind just got intense.
Alright, so you guys head back to your locker room, get washed up, get cleaned up. You guys leave, there's a crowd of people waiting to lie a hand with you. Fans, if you will. And they cheer as you guys walk out. They're interested in meeting each of you.
We need to hire a Larissa. Or whatever her name was. Chronicler. Someone to come along and write our story.
I like
story.
How you say whatever her name was when you actually got it right. we have a bar.
Doing this to you.
Yeah, but we need somebody who will, like, draw stuff that we can sell. Like, we need merch.
I have blast pulling tools. I could have blast.
Nice.
Come and get it, Sparkles!
All right, so you guys bask in the afterglow. And then, across the street from the Broken Hammer, you see the crossed wands. Are y'all going to join the after party?
Yeah.
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 I'm pretty sure that Deku's going to make sure it becomes a block party. So. All
right, so you guys go over and get your drink on with the rest of the folks.
I'm going to hide my earnings in my stuff in my room.
We haven't gotten the earnings yet, right? Pia said she's going to collect it. And
bring it. You don't have those yet. Right.
But the money I do have.
Yeah, I'm going to hide that as well. That seems like a reasonable precaution.
So, you head over. Malia comes up to you, Margaret. She says, she gives you the nod. She says, so, fellow Purple Knight.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, you
do. She says, how long have you been out of Taksoom?
A
few years.
Yeah. How about you?
She says, it's about 5 years now. She says, you must have signed up before I, or after I left.
Yeah.
She says, otherwise I think I'd remember you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is happening right now?
Roll for flirting.
She says, well, can I buy you a drink?
You wanna go fuck real quick?
She says, that's the way Purple Knights do, you guys.
Shut her up.
Oh my god.
We'll be back in an hour.
So you guys go engage in a different type of physical.
For a party tussle?
20 minutes. Just in and out.
I thought you were saying an hour was quick.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. An hour's pretty long for a party tussle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Maybe she starts asking questions again so I can try to jump on it again.
Panic. The wizard, Allard, comes over to you. He says, you also know how to do the magics, yeah?
I got the moves like Jagger.
Is that the Jagger? Was that the wizard that trained you? This goes on comically until he realizes.
So far, our group is not much for conversation.
Probably because we're all dying. Yeah. All right. So you guys drink the night away. Anybody? Is there anybody you guys want to talk to?
I mean, I'm just out there, like, signing autographs and, like, just turning it into, like, that we're also partying with the entire town.
I will be making friends with as many Aarakocra as I can, because I've got to take a lot of notes later, because I've not been here yet.
Yeah. So, yeah, like Deku suggested, you guys kind of turn it into a block party with your, like...
What?
Like, just getting people, bringing people in from outside. This, like, the bar is beyond capacity. Like, people are spilling into the streets. Word's gotten around that, like, both the arena teams are here, and there's just hundreds of people.
Nice. I assume at some point we're going to have a jam session and probably do some show-off fighting exhibition-y things, because that's how we do. And we like to drum up stuff, so we're going to be like...
Rodvain! You and Margaret should have an exhibition fight!
I'm an excellent drummer.
Yeah, you guys party. You guys, like, it's just a block party. People fucking love you.
Yeah, they do.
Tell. At the end of the evening, when you're checking back into your... Like, when you're heading back to your bed... you reach into your pant pocket and you find a note.
Open it.
The note just says, I know what you are, and I know where you come from.
Interesting. Well, they know better than me.
It's so hard. So hard. Keep my mouth shut. I'm going to say it anyway. This is what happens when you don't write a backstory. The DM does it for you. You may come to regret it.
And as you stare at that note and ponder its meaning, that's where we'll end today's session. So
nice.
We're very beautiful people.
Yep.
All right. So.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's that.
Were those level 5 characters?
They were a variety of levels.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one in there who was the leader. She's probably, 6 or 7?
No, she was actually the lowest level.
Of them. Oh, okay.
She had the fewest hit points. The archer was actually the highest level.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
So.
But I cut him.